32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Listen here, you little twit.
Matilda the Musical is the story of an extraordinary girl who, with a sharp mind, proves that even if you're little, you can do a lot. Inspired by the genius of Roald Dahl, Matilda the Musical is packed with high-energy dance numbers, catchy songs, and an unforgettable cast. Children and adults alike will be thrilled and delighted by the story of Matilda. The Cascade Theatre presents Matilda the Musical, March 20th through 29th. Tickets at cascadetheatre.org or 243-8877.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now time for us to do our thing here. As far as Talk Radio stories are concerned, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, I have my DJV gang. We are here together from the DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and me, Doug Steffen, to go through the top 10 stories this week with our comments and thoughts as to what is actually going on, how they impact us, how they may impact you. Some items here that you would expect and some items you may not expect. Thanks to, again, the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list published at talkers.com every week. The people on the list, the stories on the list. At number 10, a focus on the fellow who runs Disney, which is the largest entertainment company in the world now. I wonder what Walt Disney thinks there in his frozenness. He's in a cylinder. What do they call it? Cairo? What is that stuff?
Cryogenic.
That's it, yeah. I wonder what he's thinking about all the things that Disney is doing. Anyway, this guy who's not going to leave, according to the first reports, for a couple of years, all of a sudden stepped down. And people are still wondering, is there anything that had happened the last few days indicating why he did it? I haven't seen anything. Have any of you ladies seen anything that would indicate why it was done so immediately?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Crickets. Nope, guess not. All right, well, anyway, that's number 10.
Ruled out health stuff, because usually when someone resigns that quickly, you kind of go right to health. But I think that he issued a statement saying it had nothing to do with that, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. All right, number 9. The college admission scandal. The date has been set for Lori Loughlin to be tried here in Boston. This I don't understand. My focus on this is swift justice. They're not going to have a trial on this now until October.
Yeah, they keep delaying it. And
yeah.
I don't blame them. I mean, they're scared, so they're trying to do as much as they can.
Well,
I saw something that there's new evidence that the lawyers have brought forward.
Right. Yeah.
Something about Rick Singer. I don't know specifically what it means, but something about Rick Singer, who's the mastermind of the college admissions scandal, something about him working with the FBI, and maybe they're going to claim it was entrapment. I'm not sure,
they didn't realize when they were talking to him that Rick Singer was already speaking with the FBI, but they're saying that he told them that it was all for charity. So basically, they thought that they were making a large charitable donation to get their kids into the school, which, by the way, happens all the time. That's how many people go to USC, is by making large donations to the school.
Right. Yep.
And so that's what they thought was going to happen. But I guess they didn't realize that they could be in trouble, or at least that's what they said, for making up all the facts about how their kids actually got in.
I'm betting that they're clever enough and they have enough money that they're going to get off, or they're going to get money. They aren't going to fare any worse than Felicity Huffman did. She went in jail and she's out of jail.
She was out in like 11 days or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But then, but the most recent one, remember the Hot Pockets lady? She got 5 months this this week. She
That's
got
right.
sentenced to 5 months. So
who knows? I mean, she'll stay in for 5 months. She could be out in 5 days too, just like Felicity Huffman was. Depends on how who gets involved in it, one way or another. Mm. Number eight on the list of stories: the presidential visit to India. Was that like a blip on the radar screen this week? He was there for 36 hours and. It was some kind of not. It wasn't
don't
just
think
a visit.
So. There was a big rally. It was the biggest rally for Trump ever, and particularly overseas. 110,000 people came out, and it was called Namaste Trump. And he did a big rally over in India. They seem to like him over there because he preaches about religious freedoms, protecting people's religious freedoms, and of course, the trade agreement. And when he was over there, he sold, I think, $3 billion in military equipment to the Indian government and then also started working
on... He sold
on, well, the government
sold it.
Said
it was okay for him, yeah.
Right.
But government didn't
Well, the religious freedom argument was met with a lot of criticism because of how India is treating the Muslim population, which is basically
put them
putting
in camps,
them in concentration.
Like
yeah,
the Japanese were put in camps.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if Trump knows that, but to be preaching and praising a country for, you know, respecting other people's religious beliefs, that really sounded very tone deaf. It was not a great look.
You know, there was also something I saw this week about how there's a profile of Norman Mineta. Anybody here remember who Norman Mineta was?
No.
Norman Mineta was the Secretary of Transportation both under Clinton and Bush. He was a congressman before that. He came to this country, or his family did, as Japanese immigrants in the 30s. He was born in this country, naturalized citizen, yet he spent the war as a child in a camp, in one of those internment camps for the Japanese. It was from 42 until the end of the war. Spent 3 years in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming. And the story is very interesting about him. And he points out that not only did that happen to the Japanese, these were Japanese Americans or Americans who were all legitimate citizens, but it happened after September 11th to tens of thousands of Muslims who were American citizens who just happened to be Muslim. They were put into camps, too, for quite a while. And if I knew it, I didn't remember it, frankly. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that isn't a bad thing to remember those sorts of things. And I say that because the Indians have become really notorious as far as what I can see as to how they're prejudicially handling any Muslims that live in their country.
Uh-huh.
So you may be right on that, Victoria. Anyway, the next item, number seven, as we work our way toward number one here, the opening of the Conservative Political Action Group or whatever, CPAC. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so why is that important, Jennifer? You're our resident CPAC person, I suppose, the go-to person.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's important. Certainly it's newsworthy. I don't know if they're out there, you know, curing things. But the reason CPAC's important is it's the largest gathering, I would say, in the country of conservative minds and thinkers. And pretty much everyone who's anyone shows up at CPAC. The vice president spoke. The president speaks. It seems that everybody kind of comes in and kind of rallies the troops. And especially important during an election year when you want to make sure that your party's united facing off against the Democrats in November. So I think that's what makes it more important this year than probably other years, because it is an election year and you want to make sure that everybody's kind of lining up and enthusiastic and getting ready to go and get people out to vote.
I remember in years, I actually went to one of these 1 year. Oliver North invited me to come, and I went, and I'm trying to remember how long ago it was. It was quite a while ago. I remember when North was here. And when I say here, he and I shared microphones in the same network, my originating network is Radio America, and North had a program on Radio America for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And I remember going over there and thinking I was in a, even though he, and my political leanings actually are much more to, you know, the right than they are to the left, except that I just, this group think thing, and the way people have emerged as sort of leaders just leaves me cold. So, but I do remember thinking, It was quite a group. It was kind of bizarre, actually, seeing some of these people. I don't know why. It was bizarre. It was a bizarre. Have you ever been, Jennifer, to one of them?
No, I actually would like to go. I've been invited the last couple of years to go and broadcast, and mm-hmm. I just haven't been able to get it together just to try to coordinate everything. But I'd like to go at some point. I think I would probably like it.
Yeah, you probably would. All right, 16.
I love groupthink with all my friends.
Gee, really? Well, here you are with your friends. How much groupthink there is here. Well, there are a lot of things that we groupthink on, but our job here in this hour is to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the lists, the stories, the people, as the folks at Talkers Magazine every week survey hundreds of talk radio stations and programs and hosts. So that's what we're going through in this hour. Stay tuned for us as we work our way toward number one, try to get to the people list as well as time allows. Right now, though, a focus on how really good you felt this morning when you got up. Did you have a great night's sleep? And if that's the case, you're using my pillow products, the pillows themselves, the travel pillows, the accessory pillows, the seat cushions that they make. How about the mattresses, mattress toppers? You go on and on. The list is extremely long now at MyPillow.com. I have a copy of a book that was sent to me by Mike Lindell. The book is called What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? And he sent this to me for a reason. I'm sure that he sent it to me for a reason because he wanted us to know about his story and how it really has become a great American story. Here's a guy that was down and out, and I mean really out. And he came around and started he made these pillows in his garage. He's an engineer by trade. And it started from there. In 2008, MyPillow's proprietary fill was patented. So it's got a patented fill in it. It'll give you the rest of your life. And his story is interesting. You'll find the book at MyPillow.com, too. Quite an inspiration. Check it all out. Go online, MyPillow.com. Most important thing is you can save big time using the DJV code, up to 66%, depending on the product that you're, all the way from towels to sheets to mattresses. Save big and enjoy a wonderful night's rest every night, courtesy of MyPillow.com.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Health officials around the world are working to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Here in the U.S., the CDC is looking to companies to provide better, faster testing for the virus. Joshua Trotta of Thermo Fisher Scientific.
Thermo Fisher has been looked at as a global manufacturer and supplier to groups around the world, H1N1, SARS, MERS. Thermo Fisher has worked with the CDC for many years, so we enable them with the right tools for them to develop tests.
Tools like Thermo Fisher Scientific's Quant Studio that can test for the coronavirus by nasal or cheek swab. Unlike old methods that use cultures and take 3 to 5 days, this machine can produce results much faster.
So the test only takes about 2.5 hours. It will accelerate people's ability to rapidly identify patients that have the coronavirus, and then to also identify, equally importantly, people that don't have the coronavirus.
Trotta says quick detection is the best defense against spreading the disease. For more, go to thermofisher.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, next up here on our overview of the hot stories this week from the Talkers Magazine list, number 6, the campaign of the president has sued the New York Times. What's this all about? What are the times they?
I don't know how far
enough about this
get
to be dangerous. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Only because it was an opinion piece, so I don't know. This could
they're
kind
not
of go
get
either
far
way
at all. Yeah, no, they're not going to. Opinion pieces. This subject to free speech. This is a free speech issue. They're not going to get anywhere with this. So why would they even bother? They have to know that they're not going to get anywhere. Is it just because, you know, it's obvious the New York Times...
Well, I think because the allegations were that they were, that the campaign was colluding with Russia. It was Russia quid pro quo. And
oh, you think that's the first time that's appeared in print, for God's sake?
No, it's been all over the place. But now that those theories have been debunked after investigation and investigation after investigation, I think that they probably take issue with the fact that people are still writing pieces to try to bolster the fact that Trump was somehow colluding with Russia.
Well, he doesn't help the optics by some of the things he says and does with Putin, that's for sure.
I think actually the optics help him a lot.
Really?
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time to glow at the Redding Rancheria Community Fund 2020 Year to Remember. Saturday, March 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Since the inception of the fund in 2002, it has granted approximately $3.4 million to the local area. So come join us in celebrating the 71 organizations that the Redding Rancheria has been able to help with a surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, furthering the help the Community Fund does for our area. So come experience firsthand all the good the Community Fund does and support the tribe.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960. 800-579-6960. 800-579-6960.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schilling going through the top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine. The charts are for the week of February 24th to the 28th. Last week of the month, we got leap year going for us, so the month's not quite over. Well, as you hear this over the weekend, it'll probably be there's some people listen to this on Friday, some Saturday, some Sunday. We're here, there, and everywhere with number five now on the list, the verdict of Mr. Weinstein and what happens. What's the overflow? What do you ladies collectively? We've had lots to say about this since it all started, the Me Too movement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Are the women who charged him feeling, is it vanquished? What's the right word here? Feeling satisfied?
Vindicated.
Should they be vindicated? Thank you. Yeah, are they? Have they been?
I
should
think
they
a
be?
Few have. A few have made statements saying that that they felt a sense of relief that the justice system worked in their favor in this case. I think only Bill Cosby was upset by the verdict, right? Didn't he make some weird
statement? Yeah, he was not happy with it.
So I think overall it's been, you know, very positive. I think Ronan Farrow made a really great point this week. You know, he helped kind of launch this movement against Harvey Weinstein and the investigation. And he said, you know, this is a victory, but also remember how many women came forward at great personal expense who weren't believed. You know, 80-some women have accused him of doing what the six women on trial, or the six women who testified, also verified. So I'm sure it's a very difficult time for a lot of women with a lot of mixed emotions, whether it was Weinstein or if you have your own Me Too movement. It's a very emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious. I just thought it was interesting the way he handled it and his lawyer handled it with the walker and all of that. We seem to see a lot of people. Yeah, we seem to see a lot of people do that. Bill Cosby did that as well. I don't deny that he looks bad. I mean, he looks like he's in worse shape than ever, but I thought it was interesting. He got himself out of going to Rikers for a couple of days, checking into Bellevue.
Oh, yeah, chest pains.
Right.
Hey, let me be honest. If I were going to Rikers, I'd probably have chest pains, too.
Chest pains as well. Yep. Number four this week, the shooting at the Moores, at the Coors plant out there, and the reason for it. I think a lot of, as we get into the weekend here, a lot of different information is coming forward about this fellow's relationship with some of his coworkers and why he was upset. And that obviously doesn't justify anything like this. But was he stable enough? Should he have had the gun? Anybody know about where the guns came from? Were they his guns?
He was a gun collector.
He was. Okay.
And he was a known collector. I don't think anyone had any issue. That's the most bizarre part about all this. There was one coworker who came forward anonymously and said that, you know, the guy had some problems with one other coworker, that he had been watching movies all the time on his phone. The other coworker had an issue with that, you know, and that's kind of where it all stemmed from. But everyone else who seemed to know this guy, his neighbors said that he was wonderful. He went and helped out the elderly neighbors. Other people who worked with him said that he was a friendly, normal guy. It's one of those things where he just snapped, I think. Yeah. It was a little weird when he said that he was starting to tell people at work that he thought that his coworkers were sneaking into his house and moving his furniture around.
I think he had mental. I think there was
obviously
a
that's a, you know, unless he had a ghost, and I'm not saying that that's not real, but I don't think his coworkers were moving his furniture around in his house.
They identified, and I know we don't like to use the names of the shooters all that much, but for just point of reference, his name is Anthony Farrell and was 51 years old. He worked for them for 17 years as an electrician, and according to the police chief, they still don't have the motive, but again, there's speculation, as you guys mentioned, that it was a moment where he thought he was being discriminated against because he was African-American. He watched movies on his phone during the day, which led to disputes between him and another electrician, and that could have led to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, they joked about it.
I guess they accused each other of stealing tools and tampering with equipment and stuff.
And some of the coworkers just kind of laughed about it. All right, so that's number four. We have the top three coming up in the next half hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds. On Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really works. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policy start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle. Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal. And our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The charts for this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the subject of this hour with the DJV gang, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and the list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com. End of the week sort of celebration, if you will, of the News Talk Radio business, the same as the music stations have their countdowns. We do that for News Talk Radio. Number three on the list, just to quickly go over, number 10, the end of the era at Disney for Bob Iger, who has stepped down as the CEO. The college admission scandal, excuse me, number eight, that's number nine. Number eight, the Trump visit to India. Number seven, CPAC opening up. Number six, New York Times being sued by the Trump campaign. The verdict in the Weinstein case, number five, the shooting in Milwaukee, number four. And so now we get to number three, which is a focus on what continues to be a football, political football, and reality, the climate change, weather, what is the weather doing, how is it changing? I was talking earlier about a NASA video that's floating around that I happen to see on the plane, and it really tells a very interesting story about our planet, how things are changing, how things have changed, what the reality is for the future of our planet. There's a lot of political hay and big business gotten involved in the climate change thing, whether you agree or disagree, what the thing. I mean, I don't see anything new here, frankly. It's the same old, same old. I don't know why people keep talking about it, because nothing changes. What are we talking about here? Why are we talking about it? What new comes, what value is a discussion? Please help me understand this, ladies. Of what value is a continuing focus on climate change when the issue and the points of view stay the same?
Well,
crickets.
I think there are a lot of issues that don't change, but people disagree on the.
Why keep talking about it?
I can't just sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, it's too big of an issue. I mean, look, Antarctica right now just hit like 63 degrees this year. That's insane. The planet is incredibly, it's changing and it's warming, and
but the planet has done that thousands of times over its history. We don't know that because we've never been around. We always can judge by what they do in the core. They drill into the core of the surface of the planet to find out what the history of the planet is. So there's no real thing. I don't disagree that mankind has had a dramatic influence on what it is that's going on and how it perhaps plays out. But there's, the little things, the industry, I think the story is what's been created out of the fear of what happens if we don't do anything. It's a lot of money.
It's a money-making industry.
Right.
And
yeah.
Regardless of whether you believe that man is influencing climate change or not, look, I think anybody is silly who says that they don't believe that the weather changes, that climate is changing and all of that. But the debate comes back to whether or not you think it is man-made or if everything that we do here on this planet could have any kind of lasting impact on the temperature of the globe. I don't believe so. I don't think that it's
not
all
much.
Carbon emissions. Right. I don't believe
much.
If we were all living perfect lives that it would make that much of a difference. I believe in personal responsibility, and I think we should clean up after ourselves. I think that's very basic stuff.
Did you see that picture, by the way? This is a good – thank you for bringing that up. There was a picture, and I can't remember that. I think it was Denmark, some country where in a harbor they had collected what amounted to – acres and acres, but it's still in the water. They were sucking the plastic out of the water. And this is in a country, a Scandinavian country, if I'm not mistaken. The amount, the tens of millions of bottles and pieces of plastic and stuff that was right in, it was close enough in to the harbor that they could gather it. And they have new machines now that you see all over the place. Ships.
They've been doing
that
in right under the Golden Gate Bridge. They've been sweeping.
Yeah,
it's
everywhere.
Like a, kind of like a, it's like a Roomba, but it's in the water. It's kind of like a giant Roomba that's collecting. But the problem is, it's the microplastics that it's too fine
in the
to
toothpaste.
Even capture.
Yeah.
Well, it's microbeads and microplastics. And by the time plastic has been sitting in the ocean for that long, it's broken down, and there's nothing anyone can do. There is no net fine enough that can actually scoop it up. And that's where we've got the garbage
belt
now.
Yeah.
And the fish are eating, and then we're eating it. So we've got plastic in, how many humans have they already tested now? And they analyze people's poop, and everybody's got plastic in the poop. So it's like, all right, well. If we want to continue trashing the planet, this is what's going to happen. We're trashing our own bodies as a result.
This may be too much information, but I just had my physical, blood test and other things, and plastic was found in my... Yeah, listen, so it's everywhere. Okay, and I'm
when
and I'm
you think it's too much information, that's when I know there's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. When an alarm goes off in his head.
Ding,
da,
ding, da, ding, da, ding, 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 number. Oh, well, then let's put... The healthcare thing certainly goes hand in hand with the presidential race, which is number two this week. Healthcare reform, sort of 3A, if you will, on the list from Talkers Magazine. The presidential race and the focus on Bernie's plan and how nobody else wants to embrace it. and
well,
how the Democrats.
Not that nobody else wants to embrace it. Everybody's got some sort of like mini plan. The problem, I think, this week is that Bernie Sanders was asked, and I think it was by Anderson Cooper. It was on CNN. How do you pay for this? How much is this all going to cost?
I don't know.
And he says, well, we're going to pay for it this way. And he was pressed, and credit to
nonsense.
CNN for pressing him, saying, okay, well, if you don't know how much it's going to cost, ultimately, how can you say you're going to pay for it? Because you can't. And are you just selling people a bill of goods?
Why is there
unrealistic?
So much support for Bernie Sanders? I don't get it, given what he really stands for.
Because he's promising people free stuff.
But are people dumb enough to buy that?
Yes, because young
people.
My God. And look, I love. I think there are some amazing
people
that are
coming
up.
Tara's a young person. She's not dumb by any stretch of the imagination.
I know. I think, like I said, I think there are some amazing people coming up. But I think, by and large, the group of young people that are coming up have not been taught what your generation was taught, and even to some extent my generation, that you come to America, you work hard, you improve your life, you get better. It's a land of opportunity. Now people are getting married to the government. And that is what Bernie Sanders is playing into, the idea that the government should be taking care of people instead of people taking care of themselves. And that's what disturbs me so much, is because young people particularly are embracing that message. And I can't stand it. Ugh, makes me nuts. It just
okay.
does. I think
it
we all,
does make me
when
nuts
we start
too.
Marrying the government, that's the end of our country's soul
it's
of who
so,
we are as a country.
It just seems so silly. I mean, there are other things. The kids have stars in their eyes when it comes to the political reality of how to get stuff done. But I think that the other side of it is, Jennifer, that there are so many people disillusioned by not necessarily what Trump has done, but how he's done it, that just, you know, it becomes an anybody but Trump thing, which is a dangerous way of thinking.
Well, good luck. Good luck with that if that anybody but Trump is Bernie Sanders. You'll see some real changes.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Because I got news for you. Nothing is for free. And so when he talks about free health care and free child care and free, okay.
I'm telling you, on the grassroots, Bloomberg is really inching in there. All of you have had your ups and downs with him. I'm very consistent. When I look at him and when I look at what he's doing in the local areas, here I came back to Massachusetts last night, and there's little pockets, even though one of my closest friends here, when I posted something on Facebook, said, I don't see it, Doug. He invited me to lunch next week. So let's see what he has to say then, because it is, you know, they know Elizabeth Warren can't make it. And they pretty much, I think it depends. Well, we'll all see after the weekend activity
the
in the Carolina.
If Bernie Sanders does, like I think he will do in Super Tuesday, which is what everybody's waiting
over.
For, it's done. Unless the Democrats want to come in and totally tick off their base of voters and say, well, Bernie Sanders is not an acceptable choice, which I'm not saying that can't happen. It could happen. But I just don't know that that would be wisest thing for the party.
Stay tuned. Talk Radio Countdown Show. First, a look at the stories. Not a look, but you can hear me, and you can look at the list, actually, at talkers.com. Doug Stephan here, starting at number 10. The fact that Bob Iger has left as the chief at Disney became number 10. Number 9, more focus on who's involved in the college admission scandal. Number 8, the president goes to India, but who noticed? Number 7, CPAC opens up their annual convention. Number 6, the president and his campaign are suing the New York Times in a legal battle over freedom of speech. The Weinstein verdict comes in at number 5. Shooting in Milwaukee, number 4. All kinds of things that are political in the political discourse at number 3. Number 2 is the race and the people involved in it themselves. And number 1, appropriately, the continuing conversation on coronavirus, what it's doing to the stock market, et cetera, et cetera. That's the list on the countdown. All right, coming up, number 1, the discussion of the coronavirus and what effect it's having on us all in various ways. There are 7,000 identified rare diseases and misdiagnosis of common symptoms that can delay treatment. Tomorrow is Rare Disease Day. Perfect time for you to learn all the facts.
This is sponsored by SAP Concur. According to new research from SAP Concur, nearly 60% of business travelers have changed their travel plans because they didn't feel safe. More than 77% of female travelers say they have experienced harassment or mistreatment while traveling. nearly 40% have been ignored by service workers, and nearly a third have been catcalled during a business trip. Kim Albright, CMO for SAP Concur.
An equal world is an enabled world, and that's the theme of this year's International Women's Day. At SAP Concur, we believe employers need to work harder to better enable women and other business travelers to stay safe. Employers can do this through better training, technology, and other resources. For example, there are apps that can help travelers understand the safety levels of hotel locations and other resources to identify developing dangers.
Executives, corporate travel managers, and employees can learn more at concur.com/travel tips.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797. The people list on the Talk Radio Countdown from the folks at Talkers Magazine who go through all the stations and hosts and stuff to come up with this list. Bob Iger comes in at number 10 this week, and that's understandable. Michelle Janavs, I think that's how you pronounce her name. She's the college admission star of the week. Mr. Modi, Narendra Modi, is the premier in India. President went to visit with him. A lot of hoopla around that. Number 8. Harvey Weinstein's number 7. Nancy Pelosi is number 6. And from 5, 4, 3, it's all the Democratic candidates. The ones that seem to be getting the most attention are Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. At number 2, Mike Pence, who takes over the job of surveying, but helping to support the work that's being done to keep the coronavirus from becoming a big deal in our country. And at number 1 on the people list, Donald Trump. You'd expect that, as usual. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get to the coronavirus and the business of how to stop the latest news about the coronavirus. Pretty sobering if you go to China and you understand how many people, first of all, the new cases that have been reported and the ones that haven't been reported. We had on our DJV program this week, was it this week or last week? I can't even remember. They all run in together. Lady from the Epoch Times, who actually this is the Chinese news agency that's in America. This lady grew up in the province where Wuhan is, and says that the Chinese are lying. Gee, really? Really? And that the number actually is 40 times greater than what they reported. So if they say there are 14,000 new cases over there, multiply that times 40, and you come up with about 1.5 million. That's quite a number. And the number of people who have died, they say 242 people have died. Multiply that times 40. And,
it would have to be, though. I mean, the proof is in the pudding as to how it's spreading all throughout Europe. I mean, there has to be a large base number for this thing to really spread, and so that wouldn't surprise me if they were lying about that.
No. All right. So, but what does that do for the rest of the world? Knowing that they're a bunch of lying SOBs, we kind of know that. But this is much deeper than just. I mean, it's affecting the economy. People are afraid to travel. They don't even want to touch other people, even in places like America where this is not really a big deal at the moment. It's not something to get all worked up about, but yet because the news media is onto it, and maybe that's appropriate, maybe you guys think that it's appropriate that we are on it this way.
I think it's appropriate to talk about it and disseminate information, but we're sensationalizing it. And I think there are many people out there who think if they get the coronavirus that it's a death sentence. And that's not often the case. I mean, if you get it, obviously you don't want it, but if you get it, you can do something about it.
The governor of Arizona is talking about quarantining some people there. How many people in California now? What did the governor say this week?
They're watching 8,400 cases.
What does that mean, watching?
Or suspected.
What does that mean, watching?
People, people who might have come in contact with someone who has it.
Yeah, I got that.
Are exhibiting
but what does
symptoms
it mean
of the flu.
To watch them? What are the somebody? What does it mean? I'm watching you. What do you? How are
Keep
they watching?
Keep an eye on to see if they have coronavirus. Yeah.
Yeah, they're in contact. Where they're probably going to be doing several, you know, several. I don't know if it's a blood test.
Do they
or
go
swab.
To your house, knock on your house. Hey, what are you doing today?
Actually, yes, because they want to keep them out of the hospitals. Because if they bring those people into the hospitals, they start to spread. I actually heard someone yesterday saying we prefer if people stay home because you're coming into less contact with other people to to contain the spread. But the problem with COVID is that it presents false positives and false negatives. So if you go, there's a you could test positive, you don't really have it. You could test negative and you do have it. There are people who have it and have no symptoms, and then they spread it all around. They don't realize that they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they say they're watching it, they're keeping an eye on people who have exhibited symptoms.
I got the Italy. Nobody can quite figure out what the, how it sort of dribbled.
Well, now they're watching the Pope because the Pope is sick.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw Iran's health minister.
No,
but
that's
he looked
Iran's
like
a,
he looked like a disaster. And then all of a sudden they said he has it. Now most of the Iranian government has it.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things our friends from Iran said that that people on the outside world probably don't realize it, but that travel between Iran and China is so common. It's like going from New York to Boston, and it's
right
not surprising.
Really.
Yeah, it's not surprising that it's spreading.
All right, ladies, thank you. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here with an overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Our purpose here getting together with you is for me, Doug Steffen, and Victoria Keelan to go through the top five items this week in the world of technology that are in effect. This is sort of in addition to if we had 5A, it might be the Barbara Corcoran story of her losing the $400,000, but we have only time.
Phishing scam.
Yeah, right, exactly. Look out below. Number five has to do with peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. I know, you wouldn't think peanut butter in tech, but this week, peanut butter in tech made headlines because it's Jif peanut butter wants to help everyone solve the age-old debate, is it GIF or is it JIF? And that's not the peanut butter brand. It's the graphics interchange format, which is a GIF or a Giphy. That's how some people say it. A lot of people say it that way with a hard G. But GIF wants everyone to know it's just like the peanut butter. You say, even though it's spelled G-I-F in all capital letters, you say it like GIF, like the peanut butter. So if you want to buy one of these limited edition jars of peanut butter that has the G-I-F label on it, it's $10 on Amazon, and that is just in time for National Peanut Butter Lovers Day, which is March 1st. So
hooray!
You can overspend on a jar of peanut butter.
There you go. Number four this week, as we work our way toward number one, counting the TSA ban on TikTok is a very important story this week.
Yep, the TikTok app has been very controversial because it's a China-based app. Their data servers are not held in the United States. It's on all the info that they have on you as a user, it remains on a server in China. They've been saying things like they're going to have an American CEO based in D.C., blah, blah, blah. I don't think that's going to happen. And so the TSA has stepped up and said they are not going to allow any of their employees to use TikTok for any formal TSA business. So they can use it personally if they want, but no more TSA-related content will be allowed on the app for safety reasons, and I agree with it.
All right. By the way, you'll feel better knowing the TSA stopped me yesterday going through LAX, Victoria, because I had a bag of nuts, and they were very dense, according to the screen, so the officer had to check out my bag to make sure my peanuts, my nuts that I carried in my bag were not going to be a matter of national security.
That's excellent that your nuts are not part of national
the
security.
Bottom of that. All right. Keep going, Doug. Three.
All right.
The list. Netflix.
Netflix made
a tool.
Headlines.
Yes, that's
they made headlines this week because they want to make it easier for subscribers to keep up with what's trending and what other people are watching on the platform. So they have a new top 10 row on the homepage. It will be updated every day with the most popular titles within your country, and the position of the row will also change depending on how relevant the shows and movies in the list are compared to what you're actually watching. So it's pretty comprehensive, and it is designed to save people a lot of time. Instead of scrolling through every new release, you can now just kind of cut to the chase and see what the most popular new things are.
Number two, the Pope. Is it now? This is not somebody that you think is using too much.
He must have a smartphone, right?
Right.
He probably
the
does.
The new Pope. This is the new Pope, right?
This
like
is the
on
new
TV.
Pope.
New
Pope 2.0. So you can tell it's definitely 2020 because Pope Francis this week urged Catholics to disconnect from their phones and TVs during Lent, saying that our modern society is inundated with empty words where people insult each other as if they were saying good day. And he is correct. He said we live in an environment that's polluted by too much verbal violence, by many offensive and harmful words, which the Internet amplifies. And he is correct on that. So he said he is urging Catholics everywhere to not troll anybody online, for give it up for Lent, and be kind to one another, which I think is a message that all of us can get behind. You know, the trolling online is really, really bad.
Number one this week on our list of the top five items from the world of technology is a focus on another big breach, a data breach.
Mm-hmm. If you have stayed at any MGM resort, you may want to go and log into your account, check your credit card, make sure that your information that is all correct. Change your password if you are a member of an MGM resort account. They had 10 million customers have their data has appeared online on the dark web for sale, ranging from home addresses, contact information, to driver's license numbers, passport numbers in some cases, really sensitive data, military ID cards, and some other information like credit and debit card numbers. This stuff is, you know, once that's out there, there's really nothing you can do. You can freeze your credit report so that if someone has your information, they can't, at least it will stop them from opening a new account in your name, but you have to just practice good cybersecurity habits, change all your passwords, and make sure you don't use the same password for every account.
All right, there it is. List of the top five items here. Work done by Victoria Keelan. Thank you, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Sponsored by Palm Beach Research. Text and data rates may apply.
Judge Jeanine Pirro is a household name in the USA. You've seen her on Fox News and across the internet for years. Judge Pirro speaks her mind, and she doesn't mince words when it comes to hypocrisy from the deep state D.C. swamp. And now Judge Pirro is exposing the insiders and politicians who have been setting themselves up to make fortunes in the cannabis sector. In a surprising turn, dozens of D.C. insiders who have attacked marijuana for years are plowing millions into backdoor cannabis investments. Judge Pirro's exclusive expose on this cannabis conspiracy is yours free when you text JUDGE to 76280 now. We'll send you a link to a video presentation that shows you how you can take advantage of the same opportunities to profit that these DC insiders have been keeping to themselves. They have changed their thinking from lock 'em up to light 'em up. You can find out which companies are set for explosive growth. Text JUDGE to 76280. Get Judge Pirro's expose on the cannabis conspiracy. Text JUDGE to 76280 now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Joe Biden scored a resounding victory in South Carolina's Democratic primary last night thanks to a wave of African-American support. The win forced billionaire Tom Steyer to fold his campaign tent after the results came in and he failed to garner the 15% needed to share in the 54 available delegates. This evening, Pete Buttigieg says he's taking his hat out of the ring after a fourth-place finish, and that leaves Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and even longer shot Tulsi Gabbard still in the race, with Michael Bloomberg getting ready to see what $500 million in Super Tuesday ads buys in the way of delegates. Sanders, campaigning in Virginia Beach, Virginia, says he's still the one who could pull the best upset in November.
The establishment is saying, but the lobbyists are saying, and the political pundits are saying, everybody's saying something, Bernie Sanders can't beat Trump. Well, to those folks, I would suggest take a look at the last 70 national polls.
Bloomberg sat out the first four contests in New Hampshire, Iowa, Nevada, and South Carolina. A second person in Washington State died from the coronavirus, and researchers say it may have been circulating for weeks undetected in the greater Seattle area. A man in the mid-70s died Saturday, and like the man who died on Friday, who was in his mid-50s, they both had underlying health conditions. Both were treated at a hospital in Kirkland, Washington. On ABC's This Week, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the U.S. is working with the most advanced public health and surveillance system in the world.
We are actively working on a vaccine. We are actively working on therapeutics. The diagnostic is out in the field, and we're going to work to protect the American people with every tool that we've got.
Some 80,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus around the world. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Martin Gorka here for Relief. Back to the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
One out of every three people in Venezuela is struggling to put enough food on the table to meet minimum nutrition requirements as the nation's severe economic contraction and political upheaval continues.
A study published by the UN World Food Program reveals a startling picture of the large number of Venezuelans surviving off a diet consisting largely of tubers and beans as hyperinflation renders many salaries worthless. A total of 9.3 million people, roughly a third of the population, are moderately or severely food insecure. Food security is defined as an individual being unable to meet basic dietary needs.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The study describes food insecurity as a nationwide concern, though certain states like Delta Amacuro and Amazonas and Falcon had especially high levels. Even in more prosperous regions, one in five are estimated to be food insecure. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. General Motors adding about 1,200 jobs at two Michigan factories.
Those plants will build mid-size SUVs and two new luxury sedans. GM says its Lansing Delta Township plant will get a third shift and 800 more workers to build the Chevrolet Traverse and Buick Enclave SUVs, which have three rows of seats. The Lansing Grand River plant will get a second shift and 400 more workers to build two new Cadillac sedans, the CT4 and CT5. Employees laid off at other GM factories will fill the new jobs first, then workers will be added. John Scott reporting.
The House has approved a bill to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes and other flavored tobacco products. The bill would place new restrictions on the marketing of e-cigarettes and ban flavors in tobacco products, including menthol cigarettes. The bill would also place a new excise tax on nicotine. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
14-time Grammy winner Ricky Skaggs will be at the historic Cascade Theater on March 8th. The Country Music Hall of Famer and Bluegrass Wunderkind is touring with his band Kentucky Thunder and will be performing live at the Cascade. Shine on me. Don't miss this iconic performance on March 8th. Tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Consumers for over 50 years.
Hey, have you seen the new cyber threat warning about the conversation
hijacking? Totally. Cyber criminals are using email account takeover and brand impersonation to insert themselves into email conversations and steal money from businesses.
Right. That's why I tell my clients about
Barracuda. Same here. They use artificial intelligence to detect and block sophisticated attacks, including account takeover and brand impersonation.
Man, I guess you did see it.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. First thing we will do, as is normally the case, is go through the list of the stories and the people. But I would like to switch it around once we go through the list and focus on the people a bit, Michael. And we don't sometimes get a chance to do that. But no matter whether we're talking about the people or the list, the same sort of stories will come out. So let's get to it with your going through the lists, first of all, if you please.
All right, here we go. It's been a crazy, action-packed week in the media. At number 10, we have Iger steps down at Disney. At number 9, we have Moore in the ongoing college admission scandal story. At number 8, Trump visits India. That was earlier in the week, seems like years ago. At number 7, the opening of an annual conference called CPAC. At number 6, the Trump campaign sues the New York Times, a very important story for those who care about the First Amendment. At number 5, the Weinstein verdict. That's a Me Too story. At number 4, the Milwaukee shooting and gun control. At number 3, health care reform, climate change, and race relations. Three of the, you know, big 5-6 topics of concern every week. At number 2, the presidential race and the Democratic debate. And number 1... number 1 this week, the coronavirus, the stock market, and the economy. Big tie at the top of the survey. Our people, our aforementioned people list. At number 10, we have Bob Iger. At number 9, we have Michelle Janovs. At number 8, we have Narendra Modi. Harvey Weinstein is at 7. Nancy Pelosi at 6. At number 5, a tie between Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar. At number 4, a tie between Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. At number 3, Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg. At number two, Mike Pence. At number one, Donald Trump. Wild Week Doug.
Wild Week Doug. All right, Doug wants to know if you have ever met Bob Iger, the chairman of Disney.
No, chairman of Disney. But I have a tremendous relationship with Mickey Mouse. I've never met Bob Iger, no. Sorry.
Well, my relationship is with Donald Duck, so quack, quack.
If you would be Donald Duck. Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
I would be Mickey Mouse, and you would be Donald Duck.
And where do we find Minnie? That's the question. Who is our Minnie? That would be...
We'll figure that one out at another time.
We'll figure that out. Hey, he's done a fabulous job. It's one of the great American stories. Happened, I don't know, the Walt Disney and his cryogenic case would be rolling around because of some of the things that Disney is into these days. But number one entertainment company in the world, they've done... I guess it depends on how you view big companies. Does it stifle competition? Does it stifle creativity when one company buys up all the others? It happens in businesses more and more and more in our country, and I wonder whether it's a good thing. It's a reality, not just in our country, but around the world. It just, everything, the big gets bigger. Remember Sonny Perdue, the flat-footed character that's the Secretary of Agriculture, told farmers, get big or get out.
Big has its advantages and big has its disadvantages. And, consolidation can be something that dehumanizes and centralizes and destroys fields. However, the thing that's interesting about Disney is it's big, 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 but it's not the Disney that you and I grew up with. It has everything under its roof now. Things that were considered un-Disney and competitive. Plus, Disney engages in things that are that stretch the boundaries of what's considered to be that family, pure, lovely entertainment. Yeah. It's a different era, but it under Iger it has grown. And I think that its current move to compete with Netflix with this Disney Plus streaming service is moving media and pop culture in such a way that is changing not only television as we've known it. Television has gone through enormous changes, but changing that entity that we call Hollywood, meaning the California-based entertainment industry.
Yeah. There are 500 television programs under production in Los Angeles at the moment. Doesn't speak to shows that are being produced up in Vancouver, over in Toronto, elsewhere around the world. The business is booming, and you see it in Los Angeles, whether it's the traffic or the number of people. The only thing that hasn't seemed to affect is the homeless population. There's plenty of them also. All right, so number nine on the people list is Michelle Janavs. An interesting story there. You want to give us a little bit more? I find this college admission thing. She was, what do they call it?
She's a hot pocket heiress. Hot pocket heiress. Look, all I basically know is when you have a story that combines celebrity gossip, the foibles of the rich and famous, crime, and anything having to do with weaknesses in the educational system, including its ethics and its purpose, you got a story that's just extremely interesting, and that's what we have. It's just a multifaceted story that continues to be discussed in the national conversation.
The fact that the president visited India seemed like a blip on the radar screen this week. You think it was overshadowed by...
It was a very important visit. The president met with the Prime Minister Modi. They talked about defense partnerships. They talked about 5G. They talked about intellectual property. What they didn't come up with is any trade agreements, but we did make a deal with India to sell them a ton of defense equipment. Aside from the fact that it wasn't completely a success, it wasn't a failure, and the president has moved our relationship with India forward in terms of being a counterbalance to China's aggression on the world stage.
I didn't expect this would happen, but I was hoping somebody would mention it. I don't think anybody has. The way Muslims are being encamped in India, the same as the Japanese were encamped here in World War II, and the same as, you know, other
Muslims are being encamped in China.
Yeah, and in India.
And in India, too. Yeah. Different situation, but yeah, you're right. You're right. This new prime minister, well, he's not new, but the current prime minister, Narendra mm-hmm. Modi, is a somewhat of a xenophobic nationalist who is breaking
talking
down
about
the...
Trump or Modi?
I'm talking about Modi. The two of them get along pretty well.
Yeah, right.
But basically, he's making it difficult for people who are not Hindus or of the Hindi faith.
Right.
And he's breaking down the wall that existed between church and state in India, something to be very watchful of. And that, of course, is troubling.
Yep, it sure is. All right, we'll continue with a focus on Harvey Weinstein next. And Weinstein, I never know whether I'm pronouncing it right or not. It's Harvey in our focus and the trial in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your fat. If you have a lot of fat cells and you want to target them, the best way, proven way, to get at these molecules so you can lose the weight, get healthier. It's a precise and very prestigious company. Calitrin, the name of the product, comes from Calitrin, calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, healthiest way in the country to lose weight and keep it off. There are a lot of different things there, diets. People say go on the grapefruit diet. That's right. Nothing but eat nothing but grapefruit. You think if you go on that diet, you'll lose weight? Yeah, you probably will. But what's it going to do to your body? I mean, just grapefruit or grapefruit seeds for a while? Ooh, that doesn't sound like it's too appealing. You can eat what you want with the Calitrin diet. Just take the four capsules before you go to bed, and it does the work. Those capsules go to work with their main ingredients being collagen, protein, and aloe vera, and it works. It's magic, kind of. It feels like it's magic. But, boy, does it work. 86% success rate. Go to Calitrin.com. And use the discount code DJV, get $20 off every bottle. My suggestion from my own experience is that you get on the program and stay on it for about 6 months because you'll lose the weight and then you keep it off and your body then will be reacting to what you're eating and maybe you'll, you know, maybe eat a little less. That's probably a good idea. We could all do with that. It is, we're beyond the eating season now. We're getting into the good weather seasons. So you want to look your best, go to Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV and get the discounts of $20 on each bottle and join those who are in the 86th percentile of success. Losing weight? You can count on it. Calitrin.com.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds. On Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really works, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797. All right, talk radio countdown show. So Harvey Weinstein, the verdict and all of
that. Go with Weinstein.
Go with Weinstein. Okay, yes. All right, I will do that. Thank you.
Put all a right, big so sign I'm up on your studio.
Yeah, right.
Steen rhymes with teen.
Yes.
You know.
Steen.
Okay. Steen.
All right, so this week, ladies felt vindicated. Gloria Allred, our pals, all over the place. And I wonder the impact of this in the long term. Does all of this focus on these wrongs have legs so that people will really remember and not pull some of this stuff that's been a part of this discussion?
You asking me, or is that
yeah,
a rhetorical question?
No,
oh, I believe it definitely has an impact on the culture. I do believe that relationships between men and women, between employers and employees, definitely will change going forward. There'll still be incidents of abuse and harassment, but hardly on the insidious level that it has existed in the past. Now, the whole thing is to be careful that people are not tried in the court of public opinion if they're innocent, because not all accusers are telling the truth.
Right.
But for the most part, that issue aside, the Me Too movement has just chalked up its biggest success, a tangible success that will change the culture.
Yeah. Well, in many instances, about time, I thought it was interesting the way Michael Bloomberg handled all of that stuff with the way, we can talk about this during our discussion of the presidential race, but he kind of managed to answer the questions that came up from Elizabeth Warren. But it just shows you it's everywhere. The culture of it, the conversation about it, the reality of it. So good call, Michael. It's 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown!
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on our weekly review of the charts this week, the week of February 24th to the 28th. Nobody has encountered a discussion, Michael, of leap year. What's the problem? It's not in the top 10 story list.
Leap year? You're right.
Leap year.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine being born on leap day? That's a terrible time.
I have a good friend. Her
born.
Name is Patricia Lust, who was born on February 29th.
Is that her name?
Yep, Patsy Lust. We're just going with her.
Yep.
Okay, let's get on with the list. We're going through the people list. Nancy Pelosi is at number 6.
Yeah.
I think she was almost a non-entity this week, wasn't she, given all the other huzzarai? Although I did notice there's a list floating around of what the New York Times on Friday carrying a story about who the DNC wants to try to throw into the mix. And Nancy Pelosi's name is on the list for presidential contender. How do you like that?
Oh, I've heard that before, yeah. I don't think there's much chance of that happening.
No.
But some people feel that she is able to hold her own against Donald Trump, and others mm-hmm. think that Donald Trump has done nothing but stay one step ahead of her. Interesting conversation. Yeah, it all comes down to the Democrats are having trouble dealing with the idea that Bernie Sanders, a communist, is going to be the standard bearer. I love the way this is. Well, as we get up the survey and we talk about the presidential race, I love the way the meme of this election is capitalism versus communism.
Right.
You know, they used to say, and please, folks, don't take this as an endorsement of Bernie Sanders because I'm nowhere near that, but I do like common sense. You know, they used to say that FDR was a communist, and this is not the first.
Joe McCarthy started that after he was dead.
So, we tend to think in such extremes, especially today when everything is weaponized, that, if you're a liberal, you're a socialist. If you're a socialist, you're a communist. If you're a communist, you're, a devil.
Right.
And I'm not defending communism. I'm just saying that we use extreme terms to define our opponents nowadays. Right. You know,
it's kind of old school.
Trump is a fascist.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a little bit old school. I am with, was it Amy who started talking? Well, hold on to this until we get to the presidential race. We're kind of there now because number 5, number 4, number 3 are all the
same.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, I mean, we got all these names. I'm guessing that Pete's out, Amy's out, Elizabeth's out after Super Tuesday. What do you think?
Not necessarily. I think that Super Tuesday may prove to be a continuation of the horse race and the fractured state. I don't know what's going to happen because my crystal ball has run out of juice. I haven't found a charger that fits it.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing when your crystal ball runs out, the battery runs dry. Try finding a battery for it. But that aside, I don't know. I just don't know. It's possible that you're right, but it's also possible this thing will go all the way down to Milwaukee.
Yeah. Speaking of Milwaukee, the shooting there this week at the Moores plant, the Coors plant.
Yeah.
And
Coors Molson. Molson and Coors, so that's where you come up with Moores.
Right, exactly. So what don't we take away from that, in your perspective?
Well, we take away one that we're numb to this and that there isn't, there's been talk about it, but most of the talk has been talk about how we talk about it without any passion anymore. We're numb.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean we don't care. It's just we're numb. And the story, basically, there's a lot of details that haven't been told. It was an electrician who worked for the beer company. He was described by the neighbors as a nice, quiet person, which is part of how those things go. And he shot and killed 5 of his coworkers and then turned the gun on himself and killed himself. So 6 people are dead. And the other part of the story is that he got the gun by assembling mail order parts. He put the gun together. And that's the story.
There you go. Woof. Okay, presidential race and the coronavirus coming up in the next half hour of our Talk Radio Countdown show.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Yep, research shows it's true. Pets are good for your heart health.
What we found was that those who own a pet, particularly a dog, were healthier from the cardiovascular standpoint.
Dr. Francisco Lopez Jimenez says people who have dogs are more likely to get regular exercise, eat a healthier diet, and have better sugar levels in their blood. He knows the benefits of having a pup firsthand.
I have a German short hair retriever
named Choco.
He will be nagging me until we go out. And it might be for a short walk, might be throwing him balls. But what I realize is that anything that I do with my dog will imply physical activity.
Exercise improves heart health because it helps you maintain a healthy weight and controls blood sugar. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
For more information, Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 3-2-2020. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for America to wake up. Smell the roses, if you will. A lot of good. Sometimes it seems like we're only talking about that which is bad here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, but there are so many good things. I don't know that we're going to get to them in this half hour of our discussion. Michael Harrison is here. editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Find what's going on in the talk radio business. Favorite hosts. There are all kinds of lists there. Just it's very, very detailed. Lots of specifics reporting on this business. A fascinating thing. Michael's been doing it for a long time. He's the insider. So what's the old business about E.F. Hutton? When Michael talks, we all listen.
Ooh.
Right? Remember that ad for E.F. Hutton?
Yeah, yeah.
When E.F. Hutton talks, yeah.
It was actually very impressive. It was, it's funny you mentioned some of those iconic ads and commercials and statements that we remember. What's mm-hmm. always amazing, and for those of us who've been around the block a few times, this is hits home, when you find out when they ran, you have to scratch your head and say, you're kidding, it was that long ago?
Where's the beef?
You know, it's like, 20, 30, 40 years right. ago, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny how especially commercial lingo stays in your head,
mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the presidential race and the coronavirus. But before we do, let's talk about the icon, at least the current icon of the talk radio business, Rush Limbaugh, and what's going on in his continuing fight against cancer, what he's saying to his listeners. I did hear something about he's talking about himself, which is appropriate in this circumstance because his fans want to know. But he's also seemingly... he's gone a little further with some of his statements lately than he has gone. It's not atypical, but he's been a little more, if you'll pardon the use of the word, conservative with some of his lambastings. But he seems, since the whole business, the discussion of his getting the Freedom of Medal, the Medal of Freedom, and the cancer thing, he seems to be, if anything, emboldened. Is that just me who thinks that, or do you think...
I've thought about it and I've wondered. Let's just say the question is certainly something to consider. Mm-hmm. Now that we know Rush's situation, we sort of try to read his mind and figure out what motivates him. However, if Rush were not suffering from cancer, stage 4 cancer, and that'd be the big news story, you might not notice anything that he's saying as being different than the way he's been his whole career. It just may seem to be emboldened because we know this much more about him, and he's been in the news so much these past few weeks. So I'm not sure. But he has made some pretty controversial statements about the coronavirus being a hyped situation by the liberal media and the Democratic Party to make Donald Trump look bad, and that it really isn't a serious problem. It's going to come and it's going
to
go.
Is there anything that doesn't have to do with Donald Trump? I mean, seriously, does the world revolve around Donald Trump?
It
seems
to.
Sometimes seems that way, doesn't it? Huh?
Yeah, and much of that is his own doing. You see, Donald Trump is a paradox. And he complains that, people attack him on every front, but he puts himself in the crossfire on every front. That he seems to get a perverse pleasure out of any type of attention, whether it's good or bad. He doesn't fear confrontation or criticism, but he does seem thin-skinned. It's a very strange... I think he is.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, he's very thin-skinned. Yeah, that's pretty obvious. So, all right. Let me just, before we leave that, how much do you think talk radio hosts, and this probably varies across the platform, but how much do we as listeners want to know, or maybe we can say how much do you folks who are listening want to know about us in general, our personal lives, what our preferences are? Do you really want to know about the lives of the people that you listen to, whether it's local hosts, national hosts? How much do you want to know? How much does the public want to know, Michael, about all of us?
I don't think the public wants to know about all of us. I think the public wants to know about those individuals on the air that they like and that they find fascinating. So the more successful and the more compelling a host on radio is, with that comes increased interest in who they are. But if somebody's just a garden variety host reading talking points and filling space, I don't think anybody gives a damn.
I think you're right about that.
So there's no us. There's no us there. It has to do with the impact of the individual and the relationship they have with their audience. All relationships between broadcasters and audiences are not equal.
Ah, there's a very sage comment. All right, to the presidential race we go. South Carolina, as we speak, called the Black Primary at Black History Month. I don't know that we paid too much attention. I say collectively in the world of News Talk Radio because so many other things that seem to be...
Well, we talk about race relations. We talk about race relations. Black History Month is sort of looked at as sort of a public service type of a thing. You get a lot of press releases, you know, for Black History Month, blah, blah is happening. But it isn't that black, white, race issues are not discussed, as evidenced that in our number three category, race relations is right there.
Yeah, it is. Well, it certainly is. All right, so let's get to the presidential race. I was distracted for a minute because I just saw a story about, remember Joe Arpaio, the Arizona sheriff who was convicted for disobeying a court order.
And pardoned by President Trump, yeah.
Right, exactly. So this week somebody took it to an appeals court and they've overthrown Trump's pardon. I don't know how you do that, but...
I don't even know about that. Seriously? Arpaio's pardon was overthrown?
He was convicted.
What, they went to the Pope? I mean, how did they do that?
I don't know.
Who has the authority to do that?
I don't know. Let's go to the Pope. Okay. Presidential race, that's part of the coronavirus thing, is the Pope is not feeling well. And what's going on in Italy. But let's spend some moments on the presidential race. What you think is going to be the outcome, how we're going to talk about after Tuesday, maybe even after the debate this past week, South Carolina. What do you think? Where are we with all this?
Where are we?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you exactly what's going to happen. Where we are is we're in the middle of one of the most exciting presidential races in a long time. And with a lot of people running and a lot of mud being slung and a lot of arrows and bombs being, you know, lobbed on opponents. And that's just the Democrats. Wait till the general election comes around. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You ain't seen nothing yet.
I think you're probably right about that.
I mean, this is just the Democrats beating the hell out of each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, my goodness.
Why are we intrigued by that, though? Why do we like that?
Because we're rotten to the core.
Who used to say that? That was Krabby Appleton. Remember him from Tom Terrific?
Oh my God!
That I remember that is more bizarre than you could possibly.
Why are we intrigued by this? I mean, you know, I'll give you 100 reasons. But now you're getting into philosophy and human nature. You know, it's the old thing. Why do we slow down to look at an accident?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the Democratic debate was an accident this past week. There were moments where I just said, I can't believe this is an embarrassment.
Well,
you
with know, all and, everybody talking all at
once. When you had that blah, 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 and it went on and on and on and on, and the moderators didn't do a damn thing. The moderators were the ones who were stuck in the headlights.
Joe Biden says, I'm going to follow the rules.
Oh, yeah. Why me? How come I'm the only one?
More time.
Boy, did he come across undoing any effectiveness that he displayed in that debate. He had some good moments in the debate, but that's based on his past moments.
Yeah.
Biden, I don't think Biden is part of the ultimate equation. I'm sorry. I don't see him. I don't see him doing well.
I said before who I thought was going to be out. You said, let's wait and see, and I think that's the appropriate position to take. Wait and see. As the worm squirms or something, the world turns like a soap opera.
The worm turns, the world turns, but the world turns differently than the worm turns. The world turns means life goes on. This is the way it is. The worm turns means that there's a change in momentum and the fates and fortune of the participants. The worm has turned. The tables have turned.
Tables have turned. Yeah. All right, Talkers Magazine is our focus. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher, will talk about the coronavirus and its impact on our discussion and its impact on what people understand. I think there's been some really good talk radio, people explaining what the coronavirus is. There's been a lot of hype about it as well, but a lot of good information coming from a lot of good hosts on that. We'll talk about that with Michael in a matter of moments. Right now, I want to talk about how white your teeth are and how white you would like them to be. What you need to know about whitening your teeth can be summarized pretty well in 60 seconds by a focus on my part on power swabs. Unlike any other whitening method, this is something you use every 4 or 5 days, whitens your teeth a couple of shades each time you do it. The whitening is entirely permanent. There are so many whitening products out there, and they all have some support, but this is clinical. The folks at Power Swabs have clinically proven this product has been used safely on millions of people. No harm to the teeth, no harm to the gums. The whitening product is gluten-free. It's all natural. It rehydrates your enamel. What more do you want? Try it. By the way, it's guaranteed. You try it in 30 days, you don't like it, get your money back. Call 800-208-1797. Get the best smile the easiest, most natural way using the Power Swab system. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. Get 40% off each bottle and take another $10 off and get free shipping. 800-208-1797, the number that's key to you having a whiter, brighter smile. The people list on the Talk Radio Countdown from the folks at Talkers Magazine who go through all the stations and hosts and stuff to come up with this list. Bob Iger comes in at number 10 this week, and that's understandable. Michelle Janavs, I think that's how you pronounce her name. She's the college admission star of the week. Mr. Modi, Narendra Modi, is the premier in India. President went to visit with him. A lot of hoopla around that. Number 8. Harvey Weinstein's number 7. Nancy Pelosi is number 6. And from 5, 4, 3, it's all the Democratic candidates. The ones that seem to be getting the most attention are Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. At number 2, Mike Pence, who takes over the job of surveying, but helping to support the work that's being done to keep the coronavirus from becoming a big deal in our country. And at number 1 on the people list, Donald Trump. You'd expect that as usual. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
While children can benefit from using digital devices, parents need to also help them learn healthy habits. This includes setting clear limits on tech use. And a great tool for parents to set these limits is Our Pact. Parents can download the Our Pact app and sign up for a free account. Then, after pairing their children's devices, they're able to manage them remotely through one-touch blocking or automated schedules. To learn more, visit OurPact.com.
If you or someone you care about is struggling with substance use, don't wait to get help. The Addiction Resource Center is a free alcohol and drug helpline staffed by counselors and available 24/7 at 1-833-301-HELP or visit addictionresourcecenter.org. A message from Addiction Policy Forum, a nonprofit group started by families who've been where you are. Reach out today. That's 1-833-301-HELP.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. First, a look at the stories not a look, but you can hear me, and you can look at the list, actually, at talkers.com. Doug Stephan here, starting at number 10, the fact that Bob Iger has left as the chief at Disney became number 10. Number 9, more focus on who's involved in the college admission scandal. Number 8, the president goes to India, but who noticed? Number 7, CPAC opens up their annual convention. Number 6, the president and his campaign are suing the New York Times in a legal battle over freedom of speech. The Weinstein verdict comes in at number 5. Shooting in Milwaukee, number 4. All kinds of things that are political in the political discourse at number 3. Number 2 is the race and the people involved in it themselves. And number 1, appropriately, the continuing conversation on coronavirus, what it's doing to the stock market, et cetera, et cetera. That's the list on the countdown. All right, so, Michael, in the few minutes that we have remaining here, is there something new? Maybe there's going to be something new. Almost every second there's something new with the deadly coronavirus. There's so many different angles to this.
Well, the coronavirus is number one. It is the most talked about. For a while there, it was looking like it was fading, you know, but it's now being called a pandemic as opposed to an epidemic.
Yeah.
It is obviously of concern to world health officials. People are worried about their health. People are also politicizing it, as we talked about earlier. So it's a political issue, of course, and Trump is in the middle of that. And
yeah.
No matter he's damned if he does and damned if he, no matter what he does, he's going to get attacked. And it has become a serious economic issue. And that's the big story right now. And it really has illustrated just how intrinsically involved with China we are on the economic front. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. We're going to have assembly plants shutting down in this country. And they already have been shut down. Three major corporations have shut down complete production of their cars because they can't get stuff out of China. Pretty amazing. All right. A few seconds on your conversation, the MH interview with one of the most influential radio programmers in the history of the medium. This is good for insiders and outsiders, don't you think?
Oh, what a great conversation, especially since this gentleman and I worked so closely together back in the day. Lee Abrams, the man who really put the satellite radio business on the map, is with us at mhinterview.com.
Michael Harris and Doug Stephan, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show now continues with His Eminence Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a college... That's why I call you Your Eminence, because you
I like that.
Have such a distinguished career as a college prof, as a lawyer. You are sort of a renaissance man. You got that website, scamaside.com. What do you think, by the way, of the lady from Shark Tank getting ripped off for $400,000? Did you see
yeah,
that?
You know something? That's called the business email compromise, and it is a multi-billion dollar scam that is taken a lot of sophisticated people for a
Barbara
ride.
Barbara Corcoran has this huge real estate empire in New York, and she got suckered in. Somebody on her staff wired money to an account that looked like somebody that she did business with, but there was a letter out of place. You'd have thought if somebody looked at it, I mean, if it's $400,000, don't you think you ought to look at it more than once?
And you know, and that's what the FBI has been telling people over and over again in companies, that you've got to have some kind of confirmation. In other cases, it's even more sophisticated than that. They will hack into, like, the email of Barbara Corcoran. They will take over her account, so the message will actually appear to come from her. It won't even have that little mistake. But companies are falling for this left and right. It's easy to hack into people's emails and businesses. And so, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Look out.
Companies aren't putting in proper security.
Number four this week on the countdown, the shooting in Milwaukee, the legal aspects of that. Can the people in that company sue the company because they weren't protected from something like this?
Unlikely. It would have to be something that would be reasonably foreseeable. And so if this one's tough. The killer, from what I'm seeing, had a vendetta against someone in the company, but you know, he killed himself. It's hard to know what his motivation is. But as far as the company's liability, unless they really were aware of this guy's mental issues, I doubt they'd be responsible.
Okay. All right, number five this week on the countdown is the verdict for Mr. Weinstein and where that goes. What are your thoughts on what happened?
I'm really glad you asked about this, because I don't think that the media has covered itself in glory in explaining what happened with the verdicts. So he was convicted of first-degree criminal sexual act against Ms. Haley. So that is a sexual act. I think it was oral sex he performed on her, but not sexual intercourse. He was also convicted of third-degree rape against Ms. Mann. So what does it mean for third-degree rape? It just means it was done without consent, but not with physical force and or a physical threat. The big predatory sexual assault, and that's where it has to show that he has done this before with similar acts against multiple victims, that the jury didn't buy, and it appeared that it was just the story of the actress Annabella Ciora. They weren't buying her story in regard to that. But he was convicted in this case of rape, of sexual crimes. He's going to go to L.A., and in L.A., it's going to be even tougher on him, because the thing with Ms. Ciora was she kept up a relationship with him afterwards. Mm-hmm. So Harvey's going to go away. He's going to go away for a long time.
Good for him. And couldn't have a nicer guy.
I'll make some new friends.
Yes, exactly. Up close and personal.
Absolutely.
So the legal side of the New York Times being sued by the Trump campaign, even sophomorically looking at this, isn't this freedom of speech and they're going nowhere? And did they know that going into it, I guess, would be the question, and they're just doing it to make some noise?
Bingo. I think you hit it right on the head. This case does not have really any kind of a legal basis. The piece was in an opinion section. It is a legal matter of opinion, even if it was considered defamation, because the Trump campaign is considered a public figure, a governmental figure. They would have to prove malice. They're not going to do that. I think this is part of Trump's attack against the media. He's going to just make noise with it.
That's it. Okay, the college admission scandal. We have a few seconds as to how this lady, the hot pocket chick, gets hers. So, are these all being treated differently, do you think, from the legal point of view?
Yeah, different people, depending on their level of involvement. That's why the judge setting the trial in October set two separate groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting how it all is shaking out. That's for sure. It just seems like there are more important things for us to be talking about these days than that. At any rate, you've done a good job. Four items this week on the story list that have legal ramifications, and now you understand them much better. Thanks to Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Pete Buttigieg pulls out of the Democratic presidential race.
Buttigieg, the first openly homosexual candidate to seriously contend for the presidency, tried to make the case that his party thrived when it embraced candidates who offered generational change. But the 38-year-old Afghanistan war veteran ended up being more successful at winning older voters, while Senator Bernie Sanders captured the energy of younger ones. Voters saw Buttigieg in the more moderate lane of the Democratic field. He flourished early with a top finish in the Iowa caucuses and a close second-place finish in New Hampshire. But as the race moved to more diverse states, less dependent on college-educated voters, Buttigieg struggled. Jeremy House reporting.
Meanwhile, Mike Bloomberg faces his first test on the ballot Super Tuesday. After avoiding the early races to concentrate on March 3rd, the former mayor ready to find out if $500 million in pre-Super Tuesday ads turns into votes at the ballot box. Health officials in Washington state said today that the second person had died from the coronavirus. He was a man in his 70s from a nursing facility near Seattle where dozens of people were sick and had been tested for the virus. Researchers said earlier the virus may have been circulating for weeks undetected in Washington state. President Trump spoke at CPAC again this weekend, where all the conservatives gathering heard some of the Trump election campaign workers extolling the accomplishments of the past three-plus years.
Senior White House advisor and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner says the president is eager to remind Americans about his administration's achievements.
And I don't think the country really has a full appreciation for the full extent of all the successes and the policy wins, and then also what he's going to do with the second term.
As for a possible second term, Kushner told CPAC that he anticipates an efficient term that's low on drama.
It's Greg Clugston reporting from the CPAC this weekend. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the three-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the three-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the three-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The coronavirus taking its toll on the tourism industry overseas. The spreading epidemic has shut down France's Louvre Museum, among other attractions. We get the latest from correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Employee and union representative Andresa Christen says workers fear being contaminated by the museum's flow of international visitors. Some were refusing to work. The shutdown followed a government decision to ban indoor public gatherings of more than 5,000 people. Sir Christen says staffers were also worried by visiting museum workers from northern Italy who had come to collect works by Leonardo da Vinci on loan for a major exhibition. The COVID-19 outbreak, which began in central China, has infected more than 87,000 people globally and caused nearly 3,000 deaths. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The House has approved a bill to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes and other flavored tobacco products.
The bill would place new restrictions on the marketing of e-cigarettes and ban flavors in tobacco products, including menthol cigarettes. The bill would also place a new excise tax on nicotine. The House approved the bill and has sent it to the Senate, where approval is considered unlikely. The White House said in a statement that President Trump's administration opposes the bill. John Scott reporting.
The British government says any free trade deal with the United States must protect the country's National Health Service. The commitment came as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government published an outline Sunday of its negotiating objectives for the transatlantic deal. At the box office this weekend, The Invisible Man was present in a lot of movie theaters. Number one in ticket sales, Sonic the Hedgehog came in second. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
He knows the benefits of having a pup firsthand.
I have a German short-haired retriever.
Named Choco.
He will be nagging me until we go out. And it might be for a short walk, might be throwing him balls. But what I realize is that anything that I do with my dog will imply physical activity.
Exercise improves heart health because it helps you maintain a healthy weight and controls blood sugar. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now time for us to do our thing here. As far as talk radio stories are concerned, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, I have my DJV gang. We are here together from the DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and me, Doug Steffen, to go through the top 10 stories this week with our comments and thoughts as to what is actually going on, how they impact us, how they may impact you. Some items here that you would expect and some items you may not expect. Thanks there. Again, the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list published at talkers.com every week. The people on the list, the stories on the list. At number 10, a focus on the fellow who runs Disney, which is the largest entertainment company in the world now. I wonder what Walt Disney thinks there in his frozenness. He's in a cylinder. What do they call it? Chiro? What is that stuff?
Cryogenic.
That's it, yeah. I wonder what he's thinking about all the things that Disney is doing. Anyway, this guy who is not going to leave, according to the first reports, for a couple of years, all of a sudden stepped down. And people are still wondering, is there anything that happened the last few days indicating why he did it? I haven't seen anything. Have any of you ladies seen anything that would indicate why it was done so immediately?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Crickets. Nope, guess not. All right, well, anyway, that's number 10. Don't have
I think
much
they
there.
Ruled out health stuff, because usually when someone resigns that quickly, you kind of go right to health. But I think that he issued a statement saying it had nothing to do with that, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. All right, number 9, the college admission scandal. The date has been set for Lori Loughlin to be tried here in Boston. This I don't understand. My focus on this is swift justice. They're not going to have a trial on this now until October.
Yeah, they keep delaying it. And I don't blame them. I mean, they're scared, so they're trying to do as much as they can.
Well,
I saw something that there's new evidence that the lawyers have brought forward.
Right. Yeah.
Something about Rick Singer. I don't know specifically what it means, but something about Rick Singer, who's the mastermind of the college admissions scandal, something about him working with the FBI, and maybe they're going to claim it was entrapment. I'm not sure,
they didn't realize when they were talking to him that Rick Singer was already speaking with the FBI, but they're saying that he told them that it was all for charity. So basically, they thought that they were making a large charitable donation to get their kids into the school, which, by the way, happens all the time. That's how many people go to USC, is by making large donations to the school.
Right. Yep.
And so that's what they thought was going to happen. But I guess they didn't realize that they could be in trouble, or at least that's what they said, for making up all the facts about how their kids actually got in.
I'm betting that they're clever enough and they have enough money that they're going to get off, or they're going to get they aren't going to fare any worse than Felicity Huffman did. She went in jail and she's out of jail.
She was out in like 11 days or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But the most recent one, remember the Hot Pockets lady? She got 5 months this week.
That's right.
To 5 months. So who
knows? Mean she'll stay in for 5 months. She could be out in 5 days too, just like Felicity Huffman was. Depends on who gets involved in it, one way or another. Mm. Number 8 on the list of stories: the presidential visit to India. Was that like a blip on the radar screen this week? He was there for 36 hours and. It was some kind of not. It wasn't
I
just
don't
a visit.
I think so. There was a big rally. It was the biggest rally for Trump ever, and particularly overseas. 110,000 people came out, and it was called Namaste Trump. And he did a big rally over in India. They seem to like him over there because he preaches about religious freedoms, protecting people's religious freedoms, and of course, the trade agreement. And when he was over there, he sold, I think, $3 billion in military equipment to the Indian government, and then also started working
on... He sold
it? Well, the government
sold it. We said it was okay for him,
right.
But government didn't sell
it. Well, the religious freedom argument was met with a lot of criticism because of how India is treating the Muslim population, which is basically
putting them
in camps,
like the Japanese were put in camps.
So,
here.
I don't know if Trump knows that, but to be preaching and praising a country for, you know, respecting other people's religious beliefs, that really sounded very tone deaf. It was not a great look.
You know, there was also something I saw this week about how there's a profile of Norman Mineta. Anybody here remember who Norman Mineta was? Is?
Mm-mm, mm-mm,
okay.
No.
Norman Mineta was the Secretary of Transportation both under Clinton and Bush. He was a congressman before that. He came to this country, or his family did, as Japanese immigrants in the 30s. He was born in this country, naturalized citizen, yet he spent the war as a child in a camp. In one of those internment camps for the Japanese it was from 42 until the end of the war, spent 3 years in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming. And the story is very interesting about him, and he points out that not only did that happen to the Japanese, these were Japanese Americans or Americans who were all legitimate citizens, but it happened after September 11th, to tens of thousands of Muslims who were American citizens who just happened to be Muslim. They were put into camps, too, for quite a while. And if I knew it, I didn't remember it, frankly. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that isn't a bad thing to remember those sorts of things. And I say that because the Indians have become really notorious, as far as what I can see, as to how they're prejudicially handling any Muslims that live in their country.
Mm-hmm.
So you may be right on that, Victoria. Anyway, The next item, number 7, as we work our way toward number 1 here, the opening of the Conservative Political Action Group, or whatever, CPAC. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so why is that important, Jennifer? You're our resident CPAC person, I suppose, a go-to person.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's important. Certainly it's newsworthy. I don't know if they're out there, you know, curing things. But the reason CPAC's important is it's a large, the largest gathering, I would say, in the country of conservative minds and thinkers. And pretty much everyone who's anyone shows up at CPAC. The vice president spoke, the president speaks. It seems that everybody kind of comes in and kind of rallies the troops. And especially important during an election year when you want to make sure that your party's united facing off against the Democrats in November. So I think that's what makes it more important this year than probably other years, because it is an election year and you want to make sure that everybody's kind of lining up and enthusiastic and getting ready to go and get people out to vote.
I remember in years, I actually went to one of these one year. Oliver North invited me to come, and I went, and I'm trying to remember how long ago it was. It was quite a while ago. I remember when North was here. And when I say here, he and I shared microphones, the same network, my originating network is Radio America, and North had a program on Radio America for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And I remember going over there and thinking I was in a, even though he, my political leanings actually are much more to, you know, the right than they are to the left, except that I just, this group think thing, and the way people have emerged as sort of leaders just leaves me cold. So, but I do remember thinking it was quite a group. It was kind of bizarre, actually, seeing some of these people. I don't know why. It was bizarre. It was a bizarre. Have you ever been, Jennifer, to one of them?
No, I actually would like to go. You know, I've been invited the last couple of years to go and broadcast, and mm-hmm. I just haven't been able to get it together just to try to coordinate everything. But I'd like to go at some point. I think I would probably like it.
Yeah, you probably would. All right, 16.
I love groupthink with all my friends.
Yeah. Do you really? Well, here you are with your friends. How much groupthink there is here. Well, there are a lot of things that we groupthink on, but our job here in this hour is to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the lists, the stories, the people, as the folks at Talkers Magazine every week survey hundreds of talk radio stations and programs and hosts. So that's what we're going through in this hour. Stay tuned for us as we work our way toward number one, try to get to the people list as well as time allows. Right now, though, a focus on how really good you felt this morning when you get up. Did you have a great night's sleep? And if that's the case, you're using my pillow products, the pillows themselves, the travel pillows, the accessory pillows, the seat cushions that they make. How about the mattresses, mattress toppers? You go on and on. The list is extremely long now at MyPillow.com. I have a copy of a book that was sent to me by Mike Lindell. The book is called What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? And he sent this to me for a reason. I'm sure that he sent it to me for a reason, because he wanted us to know about his story and how it really has become a great American story. But here's a guy that was down and out, and I mean really out. And he came around and started he made these pillows in his garage. He's an engineer by trade. And it started from there. In 2008, MyPillow's proprietary fill was patented. So it's got a patented fill in it. It'll give you the rest of your life. And his story is interesting. You'll find the book at MyPillow.com, too. Quite an inspiration. Check it all out. Go online, MyPillow.com. Most important thing is you can save big time using the DJV code, up to 66%, depending on the product that you're, you know, all the way from towels to sheets to mattresses. Save big and enjoy a wonderful night's rest every night, courtesy of MyPillow.com.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Health officials around the world are working to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Here in the U.S., the CDC is looking to companies to provide better, faster testing for the virus. Joshua Trotta of Thermo Fisher Scientific.
Thermo Fisher has been looked at as a global manufacturer and supplier to groups around the world, H1N1, SARS, MERS. Thermo Fisher has worked with the CDC for many years, so we enable them with the right tools for them to develop tests.
Tools like Thermo Fisher Scientific's Quad Studio that can test for the coronavirus by nasal or cheek swab. Unlike old methods that use cultures and take 3 to 5 days, this machine can produce results much faster.
So the test only takes about 2.5 hours. It will accelerate people's ability to rapidly identify patients that have the coronavirus, and then to also identify, equally importantly, people that don't have the coronavirus.
Trotta says quick detection is the best defense against spreading the disease. For more, go to thermofisher.com.
All right, next up here on our overview of the hot stories this week from the Talkers Magazine list, number six, the campaign of the president has sued the New York Times. What's this all about? What are the Times? I don't know enough about this to be dangerous. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Only because it was an opinion piece, so I don't know. This could kind of go either way.
They're not
going to
get far at all. Yeah, no, they're not going to. Opinion piece is this subject to free speech. This is a free speech issue. They're not going to get anywhere with this. So why would they even bother? They have to know that they're not going to get anywhere. Is it just because... You know, it's obvious the New York Times...
I think because the allegations were that they were that the campaign was colluding with Russia. It was Russia quid pro quo. And
oh, you think that's the first time that's appeared in print, for God's sake?
No, it's been all over the place. But now that those theories have been debunked after investigation and investigation after investigation, I think that they probably take issue with the fact that people are still writing pieces to try to bolster the fact that Trump was somehow colluding with Russia.
Well, he doesn't help the optics by some of the things he says and does with Putin, that's for sure.
I think actually the optics help him a lot.
Really?
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 3-2-2020. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960. 800-579-6960. 800-579-6960.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies. giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schilling going through the top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine. The charts are for the week of February 24th to the 28th. Last week of the month, we got leap year going for us, so the month's not quite over. Well, as you hear this over the weekend, it'll probably be there's some people listen to this on Friday, some Saturday, some Sunday. We're here, there, and everywhere with number five now on the list, the verdict of Mr. Weinstein and what happens. What's the overflow? What do you ladies collectively? We've had lots to say about this since it all started, the Me Too movement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Are the women who charged him feeling, is it vanquished? What's the right word here? Feeling satisfied?
Vindicated.
Should they be vindicated? Thank you. Yeah. Are they? Have they been?
A few have made statements saying that that they felt a sense of relief that the justice system worked in their favor in this case. I think only Bill Cosby was upset by the verdict, right? Didn't he make some weird
statement? Yeah, he was not happy with it.
So, yeah. So I think overall it's been, you know, very positive. I think Ronan Farrow made a really great point this week. You know, he helped kind of launched this movement against Harvey Weinstein and the investigation. And he said, you know, this is a victory, but also remember how many women came forward at great personal expense who weren't believed. You know, 80-some women have accused him of doing what the six women on trial, or the six women who testified, also verified. So I'm sure it's a very difficult time for a lot of women with a lot of mixed emotions, whether it was Weinstein or if you have your own Me Too movement. It's a very emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious. I just thought it was interesting the way he handled it and his lawyer handled it with the walker and all of that.
Oh,
we seem to see a lot of people.
Oh.
Yeah, we seem to see a lot of people do that. Bill Cosby did that as well. I don't deny that he looks bad. I mean, he looks like he's in worse shape than ever, but I thought it was interesting. He got himself out of going to Rikers for a couple of days, checking into Bellevue.
Oh, yeah, chest pains.
Right.
Hey, let me be honest. If I were going to Rikers, I'd probably have chest pains, too.
Chest pains as well. Yep. Number four this week, the shooting at the Moores, at the Coors plant out there, and the reason for it. I think a lot of, as we get into the weekend here, a lot of different information is coming forward about this fellow's relationship with some of his coworkers and why he was upset. And that obviously doesn't justify anything like this, but was he stable enough? Should he have had the gun? Anybody know about where the guns came from? Were they his guns?
He was a gun collector.
He
yeah.
was. Okay.
And he was a known collector. I don't think anyone had any issue. That's the most bizarre part about all this, is there was one coworker who came forward anonymously and said that, you know, the guy had some problems with one other coworker, that he had been watching movies all the time on his phone. The other coworker had an issue with that, you know, and that's kind of where it all stemmed from. But everyone else who seemed to know this guy, his neighbors, said that he was wonderful. He went and helped out the elderly neighbors. Other people who worked with him said that he was a friendly, normal guy. It's one of those things where he just snapped, I think.
Yeah.
It was a little weird when he said that he was starting to tell people at work that he thought that his coworkers were sneaking into his house and moving his furniture around.
I think he had mental. I think there was
obviously
a
that's a you know unless he yeah. had a ghost, and I'm not saying that that's not real, but I don't think his coworkers were moving his furniture around in his house.
They identified, and I know we don't like to use the names of the shooters all that much, but for just point of reference, his name is Anthony Farrell and was 51 years old. He worked for them for 17 years as an electrician, and according to the police chief, they still don't have the motive, but again, there's speculation, as you guys mentioned, that it was a moment where he thought he was being discriminated against because he was African-American. He watched movies on his phone during the day, which led to disputes between him and another electrician, and that could have led to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, they joked about it.
I guess they accused each other of stealing tools and tampering with equipment and stuff.
And some of the coworkers just kind of laughed about it. All right, so that's number four. We have the top three coming up in the next half hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds. On Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really works. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle. Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that, too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The charts for this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the subject of this hour with the DJV gang, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and the list from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. End of the week sort of celebration, if you will, of the news talk radio business, the same as the music stations have their countdowns. We do that for News Talk Radio. Number three on the list, just to quickly go over, number 10, the end of the era at Disney for Bob Iger, who has stepped down as the CEO. The college admission scandal, excuse me, number eight, that's number nine. Number eight, the Trump visit to India. Number seven, CPAC opening up. Number six, New York Times being sued by the Trump campaign. The verdict in the Weinstein case, number five, the shooting in Milwaukee, number four. And so now we get to number three, which is a focus on what continues to be a football, political football and reality, the climate change, weather, what is the weather doing, how is it changing. I was talking earlier about a NASA video that's floating around that I happen to see on the plane. And it really tells a very interesting story about our planet, how things are changing, how things have changed, what the reality is for the future of our planet. There's a lot of political hay and big business gotten involved in the climate change thing, whether you agree or disagree. I don't see anything new here, frankly. It's the same old, same old. I don't know why people keep talking about it, because nothing changes. What are we talking about here? Why are we talking about it? What new comes, what value is a discussion? Please help me understand this, ladies. Of what value is a continuing focus on climate change when the issue and the points of view stay the same?
Well,
crickets.
I think there are a lot of issues that don't change, but people disagree on the...
Why keep talking about it?
I can't just sweep it under the rug.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's too big of an issue. I mean, look, Antarctica right now it hit like 63 degrees this year. That's insane. The planet is incredibly, it's changing and it's warming, and
the planet has done that thousands of times over its history.
Doug,
we don't know that because we've never been around. We only can judge by what they do in the core. They drill into the core of the surface of the planet to find out what the history of the planet is. So there's no real thing. I don't disagree that mankind has had a dramatic influence on what it is that's going on and how it perhaps plays out. But there's, the little things, the industry, I think the story is what's been created out of the fear of what happens if we don't do anything. It's a lot of money.
It's a money-making industry.
Right.
And
yeah.
Regardless of whether you believe that man is influencing climate change or not, look, I think anybody is silly who says that they don't believe that the weather changes, that climate is changing and all of that. But the debate comes back to whether or not you think it is man-made or if everything that we do here on this planet could have any kind of lasting impact on the temperature of the globe. I don't believe so. I don't think that it's
not
all
much.
Carbon emissions. Right. I don't believe if we were all living perfect lives that it would make that much of a difference. I believe in personal responsibility, and I think we should clean up after ourselves. I think that's very basic stuff.
Did you see that picture, by the way? This is a good – thank you for bringing that up. There was a picture, and I can't remember that. I think it's Denmark, some country where in a harbor they had collected what amounted to – acres and acres, but it's still in the water. They were sucking the plastic out of the water. And this is in a country, a Scandinavian country, if I'm not mistaken. the amount, the tens of millions of bottles and pieces of plastic and stuff that was right in, it was close enough in to the harbor that they could gather it. And they have new machines now that you see all over the place, ships that are...
They've been doing that right under the Golden Gate Bridge. They've been sweeping...
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Like a, kind of like a... It's like a Roomba, but it's in the water. It's kind of like a giant Roomba that's collecting. But the problem is it's the microplastics that... it's too fine
in the
to
toothpaste.
Even capture.
Yeah.
Well, it's microbeads and microplastics. And by the time plastic has been sitting in the ocean for that long, it's broken down and there's nothing anyone can do. There's no net fine enough that can actually scoop it up. And that's where we've got the garbage
belt
now.
Yeah.
And the fish are eating and then we're eating it. So we've got plastic in, you know, how many humans have they already tested now? And they analyze people's poop and everybody's got plastic in the poop. So it's like, all right, well... If we want to continue trashing the planet, this is what's going to happen. We're trashing our own bodies as a result.
This may be too much information, but I just had my physical, blood test and other things, and plastic was found in my... Yeah, listen, so it's everywhere. Okay, and I'm
when
and I'm
you think it's too much information, that's when I know there's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. An alarm goes off in his head.
Ding, da, ding, da, ding, da, ding, 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 number. Oh, well, then let's put... The health care thing certainly goes hand in hand with the presidential race, which is number two this week. The health care reform, sort of 3A, if you will, on the list from Talkers Magazine. The presidential race and the focus on Bernie's plan and how nobody else wants to embrace it and how the Democrats...
Well, it's not that nobody else wants to embrace it. Everybody's got some sort of, like, mini plan. The problem, I think, this week is that Bernie Sanders was asked, and I think it was by Anderson Cooper. It was on CNN. How do you pay for this? How much is this all going to cost?
I don't know.
And he says, well, we're going to pay for it this way. And he was pressed, and credit to CNN for pressing him, saying, okay, well, if you don't know how much it's going to cost, ultimately, how can you say you're going to pay for it? Because you can't. And are you just selling people a bill of goods?
Why is there so much support for Bernie Sanders? I don't get it, given what he really stands for.
Because he's promising people free stuff.
But are people dumb enough to buy that?
Yes, because young people...
My God.
And look, I love... I think there are some amazing
people
coming up. Kara's
a young person. She's not dumb by any stretch of the imagination.
I know. I think, like I said, I think there are some amazing people coming up. But I think, by and large, the group of young people that are coming up have not been taught what your generation was taught, and even to some extent my generation, that you come to America, you work hard, you improve your life, you get better. It's the land of opportunity. Now people are getting married to the government. And that is what Bernie Sanders is playing into, the idea that the government should be taking care of people instead of people taking care of themselves. And that's what disturbs me so much, is because young people particularly are embracing that message. And I can't stand it. Ugh, makes me nuts. It just does. I think when we start marrying the government, that's the end of our country's soul of who we are as a country.
It just seems so silly. I mean, there are other things. The kids have stars in their eyes when it comes to the political reality of how to get stuff done. But I think that the other side of it is, Jennifer, that there are so many people disillusioned by not necessarily what Trump has done, but how he's done it, that just, it becomes an anybody but Trump thing, which is a dangerous way of thinking.
Well, good luck. Good luck with that if that anybody but Trump is Bernie Sanders. You'll see some real changes.
Yeah, doesn't work.
Because I got news for you. Nothing is for free. And so when he talks about free health care and free child care and free, okay.
I'm telling you, on the grassroots, Bloomberg is really inching in there. All of you have had your ups and downs with him. I'm very consistent. When I look at him and when I look at what he's doing in the local areas, here I came back to Massachusetts last night, and there are little pockets, even though one of my closest friends here, when I posted something on Facebook, said, I don't see it, Doug. He invited me to lunch next week. So let's see what he has to say then, because it is, they know Elizabeth Warren can't make it. And they pretty much, I think it depends. Well, we'll all see after the weekend activity
the
in the Carolina.
If Bernie Sanders does, like I think he will do in Super Tuesday, which is what everybody's waiting
over.
For, it's done. Unless the Democrats want to come in and totally tick off their base of voters and say, well, Bernie Sanders is not an acceptable choice, which I'm not saying that can't happen. It could happen. But I just don't know that that would be wisest thing for the party.
Stay tuned. Talk Radio Countdown Show. First, a look at the stories. Not a look, but you can hear me, and you can look at the list, actually, at talkers.com. Doug Stephan here, starting at number 10, the fact that Bob Iger has left as the chief at Disney became number 10. Number 9, more focus on who's involved in the college admission scandal. Number 8, the president goes to India, but who noticed? Number 7, CPAC opens up their annual convention. Number 6, the president and his campaign are suing the New York Times in a legal battle over freedom of speech. The Weinstein verdict comes in at number 5. Shooting in Milwaukee, number 4. All kinds of things that are political in the political discourse at number 3. Number 2 is the race and the people involved in it themselves. And number 1, appropriately, the continuing conversation on coronavirus, what it's doing to the stock market, et cetera, et cetera. That's the list on the countdown. All right, coming up, number 1, the discussion of the coronavirus and what effect it's having on us all in various ways. There are 7,000 identified rare diseases and misdiagnosis of common symptoms that can delay treatment. Tomorrow is Rare Disease Day. Perfect time for you to learn all the facts.
This is sponsored by SAP Concur. According to new research from SAP Concur, nearly 60% of business travelers have changed their travel plans because they didn't feel safe. More than 77% of female travelers say they have experienced harassment or mistreatment while traveling. Nearly 40% have been ignored by service workers, and nearly a third have been catcalled during a business trip. Kim Albright, CMO for SAP Concur.
An equal world is an enabled world, and that's the theme of this year's International Women's Day. At SAP Concur, we believe employers need to work harder to better enable women and other business travelers to stay safe. Employers can do this through better training, technology, and other resources. For example, there are apps that can help travelers understand the safety levels of hotel locations and other resources to identify developing dangers.
Executives, corporate travel managers, and employees can learn more at concur.com/travel tips.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797. The people list on the Talk Radio Countdown from the folks at Talkers Magazine who go through all the stations and hosts and stuff to come up with this list. Bob Iger comes in at number 10 this week, and that's understandable. Michelle Janavs, I think that's how you pronounce her name. She's the college admission star of the week. Mr. Modi, Narendra Modi, is the premier in India. President went to visit with him. A lot of hoopla around that. Number 8. Harvey Weinstein's number 7. Nancy Pelosi is number 6. And from 5, 4, 3, it's all the Democratic candidates. The ones that seem to be getting the most attention are Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg, according to research at Talkers Magazine. At number 2, Mike Pence, who takes over the job of surveying, but helping to support the work that's being done to keep the coronavirus from becoming a big deal in our country. And at number 1 on the people list, Donald Trump. You'd expect that, as usual. I'm Doug Stephan on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get to the coronavirus and the business of how to stop the latest news about the coronavirus, pretty sobering. If you go to China and you understand how many people, first of all, the new cases that have been reported and the ones that haven't been reported. We had on our DJV program this week, was it this week or last week? I can't even remember. They all run in together. Lady from the Epoch Times, who actually is the Chinese news agency that's in America. This lady grew up in the province where Wuhan is and says that the Chinese are lying. Gee, really? Really? And that the number actually is 40 times greater than what they reported. So if they say there are 14,000 new cases over there, multiply that times 40, and you come up with about 1.5 million. That's quite a number. And the number of people who have died, they say 242 people have died. Multiply that times 40. And
it would have to be, though. I mean, the proof is in the pudding as to how it's spreading all throughout Europe. I mean, there has to be a large base number for this thing to really spread. And so that wouldn't surprise me if they were lying right. about that.
No. All right. So, but what does that do for the rest of the world? Knowing that there are a bunch of lying SOBs, we kind of know that. But this is much deeper than just, I mean, it's affecting the economy. People are afraid to travel. They don't even want to touch other people, even in places like America where this is not really a big deal at the moment. It's not something to get all worked up about. But yet, because the news media is onto it, and maybe that's appropriate. Maybe you guys think that it's appropriate that we are on it this way.
I think it's appropriate to talk about it and disseminate information, but we're sensationalizing it. And I think there are many people out there who think if they get the coronavirus that it's a death sentence. And that's not often the case. I mean, if you get it, obviously you don't want it, but if you get it, you can do something about it.
The governor of Arizona is talking about quarantining some people there. How many people in California now? What did the governor say this week?
They're watching 8,400 cases.
What does that mean, watching?
Or
what does
suspected.
That mean?
Well,
but what does that mean, watching?
People who might have come in contact with someone who has it.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
People who are exhibiting symptoms of the flu.
But what does it mean to watch them? What does it mean, I'm watching you? How are they watching? Keep an eye on
to see if they have coronavirus.
Yeah, they're in contact with. They're probably going to be doing several. I don't know if it's a blood test.
Do they
or
go
swab.
To your house, knock on your house. Hey, what are you doing today?
Actually, yes, because they want to keep them out of the hospitals.
Scary.
Because if they bring those people into the hospitals, they start to spread. I actually heard someone yesterday saying we prefer if people stay home because you're coming into less contact with other people to contain the spread. But the problem with COVID is that it presents false positives and false negatives. So if you go, you could test positive, you don't really have it. You could test negative and you do have it. There are people who have it and have no symptoms, and then they spread it all around. They don't realize that they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they say they're watching it, they're keeping an eye on people who have exhibited symptoms.
I got the Italy. Nobody can quite figure out how it sort of dribbles.
Well, now they're watching the Pope because the Pope is sick.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw Iran's health minister.
No,
that's
Iran.
He looked like a disaster, all of a sudden they said he has it. Now most of the Iranian government has it.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things our friends from Iran said that that people on the outside world probably don't realize it, but that travel between Iran and China is so common. It's like going from New York to Boston, and it's not surprising. It's not surprising that it's spreading.
All right, ladies, thank you, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here with an overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
DNA. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Sprintern here.
And Paul.
Everyone is trying to tell you how you can spend your tax refund.
At Sprint, we're doing things differently. We're saying, keep it.
Exactly, because now you can get the amazing iPhone 11 with the all-new dual camera system with ultra-wide for $0 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6S or newer.
In any condition.
Seriously, in any condition.
That's right. Keep your tax refund and get the amazing iPhone 11. And because Sprint likes doing things differently, they're offering a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Well, I think their network and savings are great. You don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out and see for yourself.
What a way to take it to 11.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. iPhone 11, 64 gigabytes, $0 a month after $29.17 a month. Credit apply within two bills. Requires unlocked trade-in, 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new lines of service within 30 days.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Our purpose here, getting together with you, is for me, Doug Steffen, and Victoria Keelan to go through the top five items this week in the world of technology that are in effect. This is sort of in addition to, if we had 5A, it might be the Barbara Corcoran story
yes.
of her losing the $400,000, but we have
email
only time.
Phishing scam.
Yeah, right, exactly. Look out below. Number five has to do with peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. I know, you wouldn't think peanut butter in tech, but this week, peanut butter in tech made headlines because it's Jif peanut butter wants to help everyone solve the age-old debate, is it GIF or is it JIF? And that's not the peanut butter brand. It's the graphics interchange format, which is a GIF or a Giphy. That's how some people say it. A lot of people say it that way with a hard G. But GIF wants everyone to know it's just like the peanut butter. You say, even though it's spelled G-I-F in all capital letters, you say it like GIF, like the peanut butter. So if you want to buy one of these limited edition jars of peanut butter that has the G-I-F label on it, it's $10 on Amazon. And that is just in time for National Peanut Butter Lovers Day, which is March 1st. So
hooray!
You can overspend on a jar of peanut butter.
There you go. Number four this week, as we work our way toward number one, counting the TSA ban on TikTok is a very important story this week.
Yep, the TikTok app has been very controversial because it's a China-based app. Their data servers are not held in the United States. It's on all the info that they have on you as a user, it remains on a server in China. They've been saying things like they're going to have an American CEO based in D.C., blah, blah, blah. I don't think that's going to happen. And so the TSA has stepped up and said they are not going to allow any of their employees to use TikTok for any formal TSA business. So they can use it personally if they want, but no more TSA-related content will be allowed on the app for safety reasons, and I agree with it.
All right. By the way, you'll feel better knowing the TSA stopped me yesterday going through LAX, Victoria, because I had a bag of nuts, and they were very dense, according to the screen, so the officer had to check out my bag to make sure my peanuts, my nuts that I carried in my bag were not going to be a matter of national security.
That's excellent that your nuts are not part of national security.
Bottom of that. All right. Keep going, Doug. Three.
All right.
The list. Netflix.
Netflix made headlines.
Yes,
they made headlines this week because they want to make it easier for subscribers to keep up with what's trending and what other people are watching on the platform. So they have a new top 10 row on the homepage. It will be updated every day with the most popular titles within your country, and the position of the row will also change depending on how relevant the shows and movies in the list are compared to what you're actually watching. So it's comprehensive, and it is designed to save save people a lot of time. Instead of scrolling through every new release, you can now just kind of cut to the chase and see what the most popular new things are.
Number two, the Pope. Is it now? This is not somebody that you think is using too much.
He must have a smartphone, right?
Right.
He probably
the
does.
The new Pope. This is the new Pope, right?
This
like
is the
on
new
TV.
Pope.
New
Pope 2.0. Okay. So yes. You can tell it's definitely 2020 because Pope Francis this week urged Catholics to disconnect from their phones and TVs during Lent, saying that our modern society is inundated with empty words where people insult each other as if they were saying good day. And he is correct. He said we live in an environment that's polluted by too much verbal violence, by many offensive and harmful words, which the Internet amplifies. And he is correct on that. So he said he is urging Catholics everywhere to not troll anybody online, for give it up for Lent, and be kind to one another, which I think is a message that all of us can get behind. You know, the trolling online is really, really bad.
Number one this week on our list of the top five items from the world of technology is a focus on another big breach, a data breach.
Mm-hmm. If you have stayed at any MGM resort, you may want to go and log into your account, check your credit card, make sure that your information that is all correct, change your password if you are a member of an MGM resort account. They had 10 million customers have their data has appeared online on the dark web for sale, ranging from home addresses, contact information, to driver's license numbers, passport numbers in some cases, really sensitive data, military ID cards, and some other information like credit and debit card numbers. This stuff is, you know, once that's out there, there's really nothing you can do. You can freeze your credit report so that if someone has your information, they can't, at least it will stop them from opening a new account in your name, but you have to just practice good cybersecurity habits, change all your passwords, and make sure you don't use the same password for every account.
All right, there it is. List of the top five items here. Work done by Victoria Keelan. Thank you, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Sponsored by Palm Beach Research. Text and data rates may apply.
Judge Jeanine Pirro is a household name in the USA. You've seen her on Fox News and across the Internet for years. Judge Pirro speaks her mind, and she doesn't mince words when it comes to hypocrisy from the deep state D.C. swamp. And now Judge Pirro is exposing the insiders and politicians who have been setting themselves up to make fortunes in the cannabis sector. In a surprising turn, dozens of D.C. insiders who have attacked marijuana for years are plowing millions into backdoor cannabis investments. Judge Pirro's exclusive expose on this cannabis conspiracy is yours free when you text JUDGE to 76280 now. We'll send you a link to a video presentation that shows you how you can take advantage of the same opportunities to profit that these DC insiders have been keeping to themselves. They have changed their thinking from lock 'em up to light 'em up. You can find out which companies are set for explosive growth. Text JUDGE to 76280. Get Judge Pirro's expose on the cannabis conspiracy. Text JUDGE to 76280 now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Pete Buttigieg is ending his campaign for the president with a call for unity. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, fared poorly in South Carolina's primary Saturday night and said Sunday evening the path had narrowed to a close for his candidacy. Amy Klobuchar canceled a rally in her home state after protesters took over the stage shouting for her to drop out of the presidential race. Vice President Mike Pence trying to reassure Americans the federal government's working to make sure state and local authorities are able to test for coronavirus in the communities.
Assurances by Vice President Mike Pence come as the number of U.S. cases grow, with reports of the first infections in Illinois and Rhode Island. Pence, along with Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, say thousands more kits to test for coronavirus have been distributed to state and local officials, with thousands more to come. Azar also said,
we will see more cases, that we will see continued community spreading in the United States, as we're seeing around the world. How big that gets, we do not know, but we have the most advanced public health system and surveillance system in the world.
Azar was interviewed on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Washington State reporting a second death from the virus, the man in his 70s. And the nation's top law enforcement official got a strong show of support this past week from Senate Republicans.
Barr has been facing unending criticism from the left, and for a time it appeared he may be headed toward a standoff with the president after saying in an interview the president's tweets at times made it impossible for him to do his job. After Barr joined Republicans for their weekly luncheon meeting, Majority Leader McConnell told reporters, quote, "We all have a lot of confidence in him. We think he's doing a terrific job." There had been fears among some Republicans the political complexities of his role and blistering attacks from the left might cause Barr to resign. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The new release, Invisible Man, number one at the box office this weekend, bringing in an estimated $29 million.
The thriller starring Elizabeth Moss is a modern take on the 1933 film based on the H.G. Wells novel, The Invisible Man.
He's not dead. He has figured out a way to be invisible.
Sonic the Hedgehog slid to second place with $16
million. What do you say, Buck?
The Call of the Wild with Harrison Ford placed third with $13.2 million. Bad Boys for Life hit another box office milestone by crossing $400 million worldwide this weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
According to AAA, average gas prices around the country, $2.44. That's 3 cents cheaper than a year ago. Highest found in Los Angeles County, California, $3.55 a gallon. Lowest in Simpson County, Mississippi, at $2.01. More news at townhall.com. Alex Bowman holds firm in the final laps to win at Fontana.
Alex Bowman drove away from the field, leading the final 37 laps of the race at Auto Club Speedway in California to pick up the second win of his NASCAR career. Bowman's car was strong all weekend long, and he showed it on the track, leading 110 of 200 laps in five different intervals. For a while, it looked like Ryan Blaney might chase Bowman down, but he had tire trouble and had to pit late in the race. Brothers Kyle and Kurt Busch would rally and draft together and finish second and third, respectively. Jimmy Johnson, who made his final Cup Series start at his home track, finished seventh. I'm Jerry Jordan.
Sung J.M. started fast, finished stronger in the final round of the PGA's Honda Classic, winning the event by one shot over Mackenzie Hughes and Tommy Fleetwood, while Bernhard Langer took another step closer to the PGA Tour Champions win record by rallying to take the Kolegaard Classic. It was his 41st victory on the 50 and over circuit. Hale Irwin holds the record with 45. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I
I'm Greg Bell, and we open this time with the Western series Frontier Gentlemen. And then we offer up the juvenile-targeted adventure program, The Blue Beetle, based on a comic book superhero. It's not an exaggeration to say the lead actor in this opening episode is one of the most prolific radio performers of all time. John Daner appeared in dozens of series and thousands of productions. While Westerns led the way, Daner managed to handle most other genres as well. The oldest credits I can find for him are from the early 1940s, as he showed up on the Columbia Workshop, The Hermit's Cave, and The Whistler. By the end of that decade, he was heard on Escape, Suspense, The Adventures of Philip Marlowe, and Voyage of the Scarlet Queen. Prior to its launch in the spring of 1952, there were rumors that Daner was being considered for the role of Marshall Dillon on Radio's Gunsmoke. It went instead to Oink Conrad, but Daner became a nearly weekly cast member. He handled both hero and villain roles. One of his go-to moves is putting on an old codger voice. In the fall of 1958, Daner was hired to star on the radio version of the then already popular Western television series, Have Gomel Travel. Over there, Paladin was played by Richard Boone. Ah, but just prior to that, Daner starred in Anthony Ellis' radio Western, Frontier Gentlemen. This series' debut episode, known as both South Sunday and the Shelton Brothers, also stars Jack Crucian, Virginia Gregg, Harry Bartell, Stacey Harris, and Barney Phillips, and is from February 2nd, 1958.
They have some rather strange customs in the West. There's a town in Montana Territory where it's against the law to carry a gun. The sheriff lives by this order, but other men can die because of it.
Frontier Gentlemen. Herewith an Englishman's account of life and death in the West. As a reporter for the London Times, he writes his colorful and unusual accounts. But as a man with a gun, he lives and becomes a part of the violent years in the new territories. Now, starring John Daner, this is the story of J.B. Kendall, Frontier Gentleman.
The journey had taken 98 days from St. Louis. I had come by riverboat, up the Missouri, the little stern wheeler climbing, churning, scuttling over 2,000 miles of sandbar and rapid, then into the lonely wastes of another, swifter stream, the Yellowstone, until we finally docked at South Sunday in Montana Territory. My ticket had cost $300, which left me about 50 in my pocket, and the slim hope that there'd be a letter at the express office with my remittance from England.
In off the boat?
Right. I wonder if there's a letter for me. J.B. Kendall?
Any trouble on the way up? I hear Sue been kicking up her heels. Sitting bulls, making big medicine again. Don't sound good.
We didn't see any.
Kendall. English, ain't you?
Yes.
Figured by your talk. Uh-huh. Don't see many of you in these parts. No, there's nothing for you, mister.
You're sure? It's rather important. From England.
No, nothing. Maybe tomorrow on the overland, though. Say, you planning to stay a while?
I think so.
You better get and register, then.
Register?
Over to Sheriff Clanton's office. Here's a notice on the wall. Maybe missed your attention. All strangers to South Sunday will, within 1 hour of arrival, register at the office of the sheriff or be prosecuted. That's Clanton's orders. Surprised you missed the signs. They're all over.
Thank you.
Oh, that's all right. Wouldn't want to see you in any trouble. This ain't the healthiest town in the territory, not for strangers.
Oh, any particular reason?
Excuse me. Afternoon, Mr. Farley. This here's Mr. Kendall, just off the boat. I was telling him about registering.
Well, that's a good idea.
Dake Farley's one of the sheriff's deputies. Helps keep South Sunday law-abiding. Big job in these times, yes.
What's
sir,
your business, Mr. Kendall? Ooh, you might call me jack-of-all-trades.
I might.
I do a little writing for a London newspaper. You know, an Englishman's view of the Wild West, that sort of thing.
We don't take to strangers.
Oh, really? Shame. I've been looking forward to my visit.
Yeah. Well, now you've seen it, you know what it's like, so supposing you get yourself back on the boat and try up the line to Rosebud or Junction City, huh?
I don't think so. Now, if you'll pardon me, I'll register at your office.
You carrying a gun?
No.
Get your hands up over your head. Fire! You just hold it. Just so. All right. That your baggage?
Yes.
Pick it up.
I beg your pardon?
I said pick it up.
Oh.
Now, come on.
Tell me, Mr. Farley, how did your town get its name?
How should I know?
I thought you'd take an interest as a matter of pride. Civic pride, you know.
Mr., I don't like the way you talk or what you say, so you just shut your mouth. All right, inside.
Where you been, Dake?
Checking on this fellow, Frank. He just come in off the boat. Says he's a writer, newspaper in London or something. He ain't carrying nothing. I searched him.
You're Sheriff Clanton?
Yeah.
J.B. Kendall. I understand I have to register?
Yeah. A writer, huh? You want to write about South Sunday?
I might.
How come?
Well, as a matter of fact, the name intrigued me.
You kidding?
No, not at all. I write about the West, and you're in the heart of it. From what I understand, there might be trouble brewing with the Sioux and the Cheyenne. I'd like to be here if it blows up.
What's the name of your paper?
London Times.
You ever hear of a Dake?
No.
Mister, all kinds come to these here parts. Now, I ain't exactly calling you a liar, but...
Quite all right. One can't be too careful. Here. My papers.
J.B. Kendall. Pretty subject. Yeah. London Times. That's what it says. Here, you see, Dake?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it says.
Other strangers get off the boat with him?
No, just him.
Well, you sound all right to me, Mr. Kendall. Now, you just remember, I got a set of rules. You live by them while you're here. You'll get along.
That seems fair enough.
No man except them authorized by me carries a gun in South Sunday. That way we don't get a bunch of crazy liquored-up miners and the like shooting up the place.
It seems the usual thing for a man to be armed in most places.
It ain't usual here. It's again the law.
Oh, I see.
You get yourself fixed up the hotel?
And not yet.
Well, you go on over to the Empire, Mr. Kendall. You tell them Frank Clanton send you. He'll take care of you.
That's very good of you.
Dake, take a look at his baggage.
Well, you're going to search my luggage?
That's right, mister. No guns in South Sunday, not worn or hidden.
That's a law.
No, I haven't got one.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I like a peaceable man. Yes, sir, a fella like you might think of settling down here in South Sunday. Quietest little town in the Montana Territory. It's an opportunity for a man.
I'll keep it in mind, Mr. Clanton.
Ain't nothing in his bags, Frank.
Well, now, Mr. Kendall, you enjoy your stay here. Anything you want, you just ask me. And I'd appreciate it, sir, if you put my name in your paper. Whatever you want to say is okay with me.
My hotel room was a palace in comparison to the cabin on the riverboat. After cleaning up, I went downstairs to the saloon bar in the hotel, ordered a drink before dinner. The place was practically empty, but I wasn't alone for long.
Hi. You're the English fella, aren't you? Kendall?
Yes, that's right.
I'm Lila. I work here. Frank Clanton said be nice to you. I'm being nice. Want to buy me a drink? It's on Frank.
Delighted. Bartender.
Champagne, Harry.
Yeah.
Frank says it's not ladylike to drink whiskey. Hey, what did you do to that man? I've never seen him like this.
He thinks I'm going to write about him for my paper.
Are you?
More than likely.
You going to write about me, too?
If you want me to.
I'm Dake Farley's girl. Dake doesn't like you. You got mad when Frank said to be nice to you.
Does everybody in South Sunday do what Clanton tells them to do?
Sure.
Why?
Here's a drink.
Ah. Good luck. Look here, Lila, what about Clanton?
You seem like a nice fella. Don't ask questions.
Hmm. What about you, then?
Me? What do you care?
Where are you from?
I was born in Ohio. Got married, come out west. 5 years back, my husband got killed in a gunfight. I don't know. Kind of drifted around. Ended up here. One place as good as the next.
Is it?
I guess. What about you? Your home's in England, huh?
It was.
You one of them lords or dukes or something?
No, not exactly.
Married?
No.
It must be interesting traveling around, seeing new things.
Oh, it has its advantages.
But I suppose you'll be glad to get back home.
Well, let's just say that one place is as good as the next.
Oh, you can't go back, huh? Trouble?
In a way. Ah, look. Your friend's just come in, Mr. Farley.
Listen, you be careful with him. Dake can get awful mean.
Doesn't he take orders from Clanton, too?
Don't talk smart like that to him. It riles him.
Ah, Mr. Farley, good evening. Would you join us?
No. I just come to say, don't you get no ideas about Lila.
Now, what ideas do you think I'd have?
I'm telling you.
You're telling me what?
Keep your hands off my girl, you understand?
My dear fellow, I haven't touched your girl. The thought never even entered my mind.
We were just having a drink, Dake, like Clanton
said. Keep out of this.
You know, I find your manner toward this young lady rather offensive.
Oh, you're just asking for trouble, aren't you?
Not at all.
Now, you think you can come in here with your fancy talk, your fancy ways, and make a fool out of me? Or maybe Frank's a sucker, but not me. I don't like you, and I don't trust you one bit.
Mr. Farley, it couldn't be of less consequence. What do you think of me?
He'll kill you,
you
just like...
Shut up!
Oh, huh? Ooh. That I don't stand for, chum.
My nose. My nose.
I imagine it's broken. Now, if you don't mind, I'll relieve you of these. Chap of your disposition has no right running around even with one gun, let alone two.
Come here, give me. Yes, give me something.
You should have killed him.
What on earth for?
Listen, there's two more besides Dake and Clanton. They'll get you. You won't have a chance.
I think you'd better clear out before Mr. Farley stops bleeding. He's not going to be in a very nice mood.
Where are you going?
Down to Mr. Clanton's office. I've got to have a little talk to him.
Time to take a short break, but we'll be right back with more of the Frontier Gentlemen right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
So you're looking to upgrade your home theater, and if you're thinking big screen, and we're talking over 75 inches, you may want to check out a projector. JVC has been leading the HD projector industry for over 20 years now, and we asked Francisco Lacey about the difference between a JVC projector and a big screen TV.
Effectively, TVs are shining light into your eye, which is not how we see as humans. Humans see reflection. Light reflects off a wall, off a painting, off a magazine, and that's how your eye interprets the information that it sees. So it's actually much more natural to be watching a projector shining an image onto a screen, which is ultimately creating a reflection, as opposed to a television that's shining lighting into your eyes. That's why you get more tired watching television, or a monitor at work, for that matter.
Check out JVC's 4K and 8K eShift projectors at jvc.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 3-2-2020. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now let's get back to the second act of Frontier Gentlemen on When Radio Was.
Mr. Kendall! Mr. Kendall, wait! You can't go down there. Dake went out the back. He'll have told Clanton by now. They'll be waiting.
That's all right.
What's the matter with you? You want to die?
Of course not.
If you're gunning for them...
Gunning for who? Now, I'm not gunning for anybody.
Then why are you going to see Frank?
I told you I want to talk to him.
Talk? Listen, you've got to get out of town.
Oh, my dear girl.
Don't you know who they are?
Well, should I?
You don't know what you've done. You... Shh. Quick. This way.
She took my hand and we ran back up the street, ducked down a narrow alleyway, up a rickety flight of stairs, which was a back entrance of the Empire Hotel, then along a musty corridor, past my room and into hers.
I don't think they'll be looking for you here.
Well, your friend, Mr. Farley, is going to be quite upset if they do.
Oh, his name's not Farley. Clanton isn't Clanton. They're the Shelton boys.
Shelton? The New Mexico Shelton boys?
There's four of them, brothers.
Well, what are they doing in South Sunday?
Hiding out from Billy the Kid. They killed one of Billy's men. Billy swore to get them all for it. That's why Frank won't let anybody carry a gun.
How do you know all this?
It was my husband they killed.
Your husband with Billy?
We were both crazy young. Harry joined up with Billy for excitement, I guess. One time he was gone out of town 3 months. I was lonesome. Then I met Dake. When Harry come back, they had a fight over me. Dake outdrew him. We ran away together.
And you thought I'd come after them, that Billy sent me?
They'll think it, too, now.
Lila, who made Frank sheriff here?
Nobody. There wasn't one when we came. He just took over. Funny thing is, I guess he's a pretty good sheriff. He's quit the old ways. Kind of likes it here.
Why have you told me all this?
I don't know. You talked with me like I was a lady. The Indian treats his squaw better than Dake treats me. Maybe I wanted to see you finish him.
It's not going to be very pleasant for you anymore.
Pleasant? Mister, you've got a funny way of saying things.
Lila, is there anywhere you could go? Friends?
In South Sunday? Huh.
What about home? I mean, Ohio.
Home. Know what it'd cost to get there? I got no money.
But if you could.
If I could. I had nice folks. I don't even know if they're alive or dead. But I'd sure like to take a chance and find out.
Well, Lila, we'll see what we can do.
Where are you going now?
To have that talk with Frank. Do you know how to use a gun?
Yes.
Now take this one. Now lock yourself in after I've gone.
You keep it. I've got a derringer.
Oh, all right. Now, here, in case I have any trouble, it's only $50.
I don't want your money.
At least you'll be able to get out of town. Now, you take it.
Watch yourself, will you? Dake's got a mean draw.
I'll watch myself. The Shelton brothers and probably two of their chums were out looking for me now. I was pretty certain of that. I was looking for them, too. But the advantage was on their side. The town was strange to me. So I went to the one place where I was fairly sure I'd be safe from a surprise attack. Careful. Keep your hands where they are.
You're Kendall?
I'm Kendall.
Billy the Kid sent you. Now listen,
You may very slowly, carefully unbuckle your gun belt and let it drop to the floor. If you try to be foolish and brave, I shall be delighted to shoot you in the stomach.
Not me, Mr. Kendall. You see, just like you say.
Which Shelton are you?
Monroe.
Very well, Monroe. I'd like you to walk to that cell in the far corner. Go in and close the door behind you. You will then stand with your back to the door.
You wouldn't kill me.
Yes, I would. Close it, please. Good. Turn around, please. Now, I'm going to gag you. In order to do so, I must put my guns away and use two hands. If by any chance your friends come in and you make an outcry while I'm doing this, I shall teach you a trick I learned in India. It feels something like this. Effective, don't you think?
Yeah.
Right. Now head close to the bars, please. Good. By the way, how many are there looking for me? Two.
Three.
Three. There. Now we'll make ourselves comfortable and wait for your brothers. They're coming. Remember what I told you, Monroe. Not a sound.
Brother! Kendall, we know you're in there!
Oh, blast.
Kendall! You hear me?
Is there a back door?
Come out with your hands up, or we're coming in after you!
Well, let's get that gag off. I can see I'm going to need you.
What are you going to do?
I'll probably have to end up killing you. Nothing personal, you understand.
What do you say, Kendall?
Out you come.
Open the door and throw your guns out.
I've got a much better idea. You open the door and throw your guns in.
Monroe, you in there?
Tell him.
Yeah, I'm here, Frank. Kendall, you come on out. Maybe we can make a deal. You can keep your gun.
I think it'd be safer if you came in without yours.
We could rush you. You couldn't get all three of us.
You have my permission. I don't know how your brother will feel about it. You want to tell him?
Don't do anything crazy, Frank. He's got a gun at my head. He'll kill me. Frank!
I hate to do this, but I'm afraid they don't believe
me. Oh, no. Hey, Frank! He's going to shoot. Do what he says.
All right. Kendall, we'll open the door.
Throw down our gun. You give us your word you won't shoot?
Not unless you do. One. Two. And three. Any more?
No. We're coming in now.
Well, a pleasant family reunion. The brothers Shelton. Keep your hands where I can see them, won't you?
Now, look. Billy the Kid made a mistake about what happened down south. Dake didn't mean to kill Lila's husband, did you, Dake?
I outdrew him, that's all.
Yeah, sure, that's the way it was. Lila knows it was a fair fight. She'll tell you.
Speaking of Lila, I hope she's well.
Oh, she's fine. Now, we got no fight with the Kid or you. Why don't we all go on down to the saloon and have a drink, huh? Talk it over. Me and my brothers, we've been living a nice, quiet life up here. We don't want to make no trouble. Get him, Dake!
My arm!
Completely dishonorable and most unwise. Any more hidden armaments?
Frank.
You going to kill us?
It depends. Mr. Shelton, have you got $500?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Well, Lila wants to go home. That's about what it'll cost. You have the money here.
Well, it's in the safe. Sure. Yeah. She could take the boat out when it leaves in the morning. Ain't that so, Dave?
Sure.
Get it. Good. That settles the account. Now, all of you, get into the cell. Incidentally, until this evening, I had no idea who you were. And I've certainly never met your friend, Billy the Kid. I just thought you might like to know.
Hey, what about Dake? He's got to have a doctor. He'll bleed to death.
He probably will. I'm going back to the hotel. If Lila's all right, I'll send a doctor. If she's not, we'll find an undertaker.
I want to thank you, Mr. Kendall.
It's nothing, Lila. Good luck.
You ever come on highway, you look me up. Here.
I'll remember that.
Oh. Here, gentlemen. I'll never forget you. Goodbye.
Morning, Mr. Kendall. Hey, you hear about the trouble last night?
Yes.
Sure must have been something. According to the sheriff, a whole gang rode in trying to shoot him up.
A gang?
Yep. Six of them. Dake Farley got hit in the arm.
Really?
Sheriff ran him off, though.
Marvelous. I'll have to mention that in my article to the Times. Now, I wonder, has that letter from England arrived yet?
Nope, I'm afraid not. Mail's already come in. Won't be any more till the next week.
Ah. Well, when it does come, perhaps you'll be kind enough to forward it to me.
Oh, sure, sure. What address?
In care of the express office, Rosebud, Montana Territory.
Frontier Gentleman was written, produced, and directed by Anthony Ellis and stars John Daner as J.B. Kendall. Featured in the cast were Jack Crucian, Virginia Gregg, Stacey Harris, Harry Bartell, and Barney Phillips. Music was composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith. Join us again next week for another report from the Frontier Gentlemen.
Known as both the Shelton Brothers and South Sunday, that was from February 2nd, 1958. That same script had been recorded earlier with Ben Wright instead of John Daner as Kendall. Daner was cast, though, but he only played the character until the following fall, when he moved over to the radio version of the already hit television western, Al Gum Will Travel. Did you know that he also appeared on that TV show? It was a November 1957 episode known as Highwire. In addition to Richard Boone and John Daner, it also featured prolific character actors Jack Albertson and Strother Martin. It was just one of hundreds of television roles that Daner played, primarily in westerns, but he also showed up in most other genres as well. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, we bring back a radio version of the comic book superhero, the Blue Beetle. We present a summer 1940 quarter hour offering right after this break.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
MusicRewind.com can transport you back to another era with golden oldies, an amazing compilation of 60 classic hits on three CDs. Order golden oldies now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code OLDIES22. Reminisce with music from the Golden Oldies collection for the low price of $19.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. Don't forget promo code OLDIES22 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember, OLDIES22. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ready to spring into action and save big? Then march into spring savings with Radio Spirit Spring Fling Sale, where you'll save 20% to 60% off all classic radio products. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 today and use offer code SPRING20 to take advantage of this great sale. We're giving you a head start on your spring break with savings of at least 20% off all classic radio products during our Spring Fling Sale. Choose from thousands of radio programs such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Burns and Allen, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Nero Wolf, Six Shooter, and many more. Call 800-833-4248 or go to radiospirits.com to get these amazing discounts. Remember to use offer code SPRING20. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and don't forget offer code SPRING20. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to non-radio products, DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Why is putting mineral out for deer, where illegal, so important? I'll share in just a moment.
Your silver investment today may triple in price. Wes Peters of Gold Wealth Management wants you to know now is the time to acquire silver as part of your wealth accumulation portfolio. Today, silver is significantly undervalued at an 85-to-1 gold purchasing ratio. We've not seen a ratio like this in over 20 years. Should silver return to its 2011 value, your silver investment today will triple in price. Call Wes now, 866-GLD-SLVR.
Putting mineral out for deer right now helps them get the nutrients they need to power through the winter. For does, it helps them as they're carrying fawns, and for bucks, it helps them grow bigger and harder racks. So don't wait until May or June to put your mineral out. Put it out now and let the deer reap the benefits. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back. Not a lot is known about this next radio serial based on a comic book superhero. But When Radio Was friend and radio historian Carl Shadow has discovered that the version of the Blue Beetle we periodically present stars Sherlyn Oliver as the title character. Here is the second half of a two-part storyline known as Crime Incorporated. It's from July 4th of 1940.
Sweeping down upon the underworld of Smash Gangland comes
the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's episode of The Blue Beetle is the second part of a story entitled Crime Incorporated. In the first part of this story, crime overlords of various cities have gathered in York City to organize crime on a nationwide basis. Patrolman Dan Garrett, through a clever disguise, has convinced Frankie Capetto, the ringleader of the gang, that he would be an asset to the crime ring. Hired by Capetto, he has been given a Blue Beetle costume and ordered to report to a man named Slick. Meanwhile, underworld characters masquerading in Blue Beetle costumes have committed several crimes throughout the city. The First National Bank has been robbed. Commissioner Donnelly's daughter has been kidnapped. And the mayor's office has been bombed. As our story opens, a meeting of Crime Incorporated is in session.
Well, boys, the first part of our plan is underway. The city officials are scared. Our next move is to terrorize the citizens themselves.
How?
The guy I hired last night, Strangler Van Norden, he calls himself, says he's a wrestler.
He's husky enough to be one.
Yeah, but he ain't fooling me. He's got brains.
What are you going to use him for?
Hold-ups.
Can he shoot?
I don't know, and I don't care. He won't use a gun.
But how do you expect...
He'll just come up in back of a guy in the dark, give him the old hugger-mugger with his arm around his neck. Rob him and let him drop.
That's swell. No noise or nothing.
That's right. Once he gets started, the citizens will demand a crime cleanup.
Well, what about the real Blue Beetle?
Well, I figure he'll fall into our net as soon as he hears about all these fake Blue Beetles. Once we get him out of the way, we're all set. We'll organize this town, then move on to other big cities. Now, each of you specialists will head your own racket, but the take will be pooled. Every so often, the syndicate will declare a dividend.
That's a swell idea.
Great.
I hope it works.
Yeah?
All the Blue Beetles are here.
What about Strangler Van Norden?
He's in the outer office.
Hold the others and send in Van Norden.
Okay. Well, listen, Frankie.
Yeah?
No one by the name of Van Norden ever worked for BJ.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay, send in this Strangler and we'll unmask him.
What's the lowdown?
This wrestler's a fake.
You mean he's a dick?
I don't know, but we'll soon find out.
Here's the Strangler.
Oh, come in, Van Norden. You've met some of these gentlemen before?
Yes, I have.
Say, you look swell in your Blue Beetle costume.
Thanks.
It's a very good fit, too. By the way, just what sort of work did you do for the late B.J.? Never mind. I won't pry into your past. I'll let somebody else do that.
Yeah, Frankie?
Come in and bring the other Blue Beetles with you.
Okay.
Mr. Strangler Van Norden, I want you to meet BJ's former chief of staff, Slick Thomas. He says you never worked for BJ. Come in, boys. Hey, Slick.
Yes, Frankie?
Strip the mask from the Strangler's face.
Okay. Grab him, boys.
No, you don't. There's one Blue Beetle left. Two Blue Beetles left. And now for...
Look out while I plug him.
Wait a minute. Not here. Slick.
Yeah, Frankie?
Unmask him.
Sure. There. Well, I'll be...
You know him?
Sure.
Who is he?
The copper, Dan Garrett.
Dan Garrett.
A copper.
Dan, what do you think, Capetto? Let me plug him.
Now, put up your guns. We don't want any shooting around here.
What'll I do with him, Frankie?
Examine his costume.
Looks like one of ours.
How about the midget antenna in his helmet?
Just a minute. It's a fake. It ain't connected with anything.
Search him. You find anything?
Nothing.
No magic ray or flashlight or master keys?
Nothing, Frankie.
Then he isn't a real Blue Beetle.
Just a dumb copper.
No, not so dumb.
What'll I do with him?
Throw some water on him. We'll take him out to Hangman's Island where we've got the girl.
Hey, it's a cop.
Get back here. I should have stayed on guard.
Hey, how do we get out of here?
We'll blast our way out.
Hey, quick. This way, everybody. Through this panel. There's a secret stairway to the roof.
Come on. Okay. Here we go. But first, here's one for the copper on the floor there.
His next costume will be a white robe and a harp.
There you are, Danny. All bandaged up.
Thanks, Doc.
A little more to the right, and that thug's bullet would have put an end to the career of patrolman Dan Garrett.
And the Blue Beetle.
Why didn't you wear the real Blue Beetle costume and mask and take along the magic ray and other things?
I was out after information. I figured there was no sense in the Blue Beetle's nipping and until I knew more about the plans of Crime Incorporated.
And what did you find out?
Well, from what I heard as I was regaining consciousness after being hit on the head with a chair... Mary Donnelly is being held captive out at Hangman's Island.
When are you going out there?
Right away.
But your wound...
Oh, a little thing like that won't stop the real Blue Beetle. It's only a flesh wound.
But you're going as the real Blue Beetle this time, I hope.
You bet. And I'd like to take along that electric ray pistol if it's ready.
It's all ready, Danny.
Ah, fine, Doc. Now, as soon as I get into my Blue Beetle costume, I'm off to Hangman's Island. Tonight, the Blue Beetle will sting.
as well as Nip.
You're listening to The Blue Beetle on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
$50 per person. Call YMT Vacations today. We've been helping people take the vacation of a lifetime for over 50 years. And right now, if you've been thinking about what it would be like to go on an Alaskan cruise, now with our $250 per person instant rebate is the perfect time. Call right now for details. And if Alaska isn't on your bucket list, we've got over 50 guided tours to different locations worldwide. Call right now for your free brochure. So if you're looking for the perfect cruise tour to Alaska or the perfect guided vacation package, you need to call YMT Vacations to book right now or for our free brochure.
800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. That's 800-399-4840.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
When you head out on vacation, there's got to be a better way than packing a bunch of books. So here's a lightweight alternative that's also waterproof. And you can pack up to 6,000 books. Ramesh Mantha has all the details on the Kobo Forma e-reader.
So it has an 8-inch screen with a 300 dpi resolution. So it's really a print-like quality. It has adjustable color front lights, so you can turn down the blue light before bedtime so you don't disturb your sleep. The really amazing thing about Kobo Forma is just how light it is. Under 200 grams, the lightest, most comfortable device with that screen size and built to hold and read for hours. There's also integrated OverDrive library support, so you can take out free books from the library directly on your device.
The Kobo Forma is at Kobo.com. That's Kobo.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
And now, let's get back to The Blue Beetle on When Radio Was.
So, Miss Donnelly, you refuse to sign this ransom note to your father?
I certainly do.
And I'm afraid he'll never see you again.
You can't frighten me. You'd never dare harm me. My father
You've been reading the wrong kind of literature, Miss Donnelly.
What do you mean?
You've been reading old-fashioned romances, where the brave and the true survive, and the wicked perish.
My father will have every policeman on the force out searching for me.
But you'll never be found alive.
You let me out of here. Let me out of here, or I'll scratch your eyes out.
Easy, or I'll have you tied up again.
You'll be sorry for this.
Now, why don't you sign this note, huh? Your father can raise $50,000? Then as soon as we have the money, you'll be free.
I'll never sign it. Never. Never.
And I'm afraid you'll die of starvation in this cell. Unless your father's men get too close on our heels. In which case, I'll set fire to the powder magazine in the room next to yours and blow this whole place to kingdom come. Hey, what's that noise?
The Blue Beetle. And he's going to nip.
Help, Blue Beetle, help. Help, I'm locked in a cell here.
Beat it, Blue Beetle. Don't try to hijack me. I'll wipe you out and throw your body in the river. Not this Blue Beetle. Quick, Joe, Rod, lock it. Call them all and call your fake Blue Beetles. I'll take them all on.
What's the matter?
One of the Blue Beetles gone haywire. He's holding up Capetto.
I'm down. Stand back, all of you.
or I'll shoot
some of you blue beetles there. You're wearing chain armor. Oh. Rush him.
Okay, go on. We'll get him, Will.
What kind of a gun is that?
I must be shooting blanks at him.
Now I'll shoot, Rocky, and it won't be blank. Now, stand back, all of you. Geppetto, give me the key to Miss Donnelly's cell.
Try and get it.
Here, take the key. Take all of them.
Now, all of you, get over against the wall. Are you all right, Miss Donnelly?
Just about. Well, thank heavens you came when you did. That fiend there was going to blow me up.
Blow you up?
Yes. You see, the powder magazine is in that room next to this cell here.
That's an idea. Here, take the keys and see if one of them will open that door.
All right. It's unlocked.
Slip the bolt. Now, open the door.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Blow up this hideout.
No.
Quiet. Or I'll blast you again with my gun. Here. I'll crack open this keg of gunpowder. There we are. Now, Miss Donnelly, go up those stairs there as fast as you can.
But what about you, Blue Beetle?
I'll follow you, leaving a trail of gunpowder as I go. If any of these crooks move, I'll set fire to the trail and blow them all off the map. Here we go.
Hey, Frankie, the money. It's upstairs. Yeah.
One more shot can't do no harm.
Hey, look out. The Blue Beetle set fire to the gunpowder trail. Come on. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
Well, Danny, the blue beetle certainly wiped out one rat nest.
Yes, and a lot of fake blue beetles with it. I meant to give them an even chance with the law when we got outside. But when I gave Rocky another burn with a ray gun, it ignited the powder trail.
You and Miss Donnelly were lucky to escape with your lives.
Yes. As soon as I got her back to the mainland, I sent her home in a taxi.
Well, you'd better turn in.
Yes, I guess I will, Doc. After this adventure, I'll be seeing blue beetles in my sleep.
And so the real blue beetle cleaned up a lot of fake blue beetles and smashed a nationwide crime ring before it had a chance to incorporate. The moral of this story is that no matter what the odds, good will triumph over evil. Might is not right, but right is might. Further adventures of the Blue Beetle will be presented in the next episode of The Blue Beetle. Copyrighted Fox feature appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspaper. And don't forget to listen in to the Blue Beetle.
July 4th, 1940. That was the finale of Crime Incorporated. A two-episode storyline is presented on The Blue Beetle. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had John Daner as the Frontier Gentleman. And my question is about one of his later-in-life television roles. In 1974, he showed up as an investigator for the FAA, looking into a plane crash, on the Peter Falk-led police detective series Columbo. It starred a country music legend doing the acting thing. A further hint, he was often called the Man in Black. I'll name him, then wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
William Conrad stars as Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Around Dodge City.
I heard about you there, Dillon. You've got quite a reputation.
I'm a lawman, Kircher, not a gunman. I don't care about my reputation.
I do.
You came here to kill me, huh?
That's what I came for, Dillon.
Gunsmoke, Around Dodge City, sells for $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DODGE33.
I don't want to hear your talk, Kircher. Let's get this over.
Get Gunsmoke, Around Dodge City today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DODGE33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ready to spring into action and save big? Then march into spring savings with Radio Spirit's Spring Fling Sale, where you'll save 20% to 60% off all classic radio products. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 today and use offer code SPRING20 to take advantage of this great sale. We're giving you a head start on your spring break with savings of at least 20% off all classic radio products during our Spring Fling Sale. Choose from thousands of radio programs such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Burns and Allen, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Nero Wolfe, Six Shooter, and many more. Call 800-833-4248 or go to radiospirits.com to get these amazing discounts. Remember to use offer code SPRING20. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And don't forget offer code SPRING20. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to non-radio products, DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Why is putting mineral out for deer, where illegal, so important? I'll share in just a moment.
Your silver investment today may triple in price. Wes Peters of Gold Wealth Management wants you to know now is the time to acquire silver as part of your wealth accumulation portfolio. Today, silver is significantly undervalued at an 85-to-1 gold purchasing ratio. We've not seen a ratio like this in over 20 years. Should silver return to its 2011 value, your silver investment today will triple in price. Call Wes now, 866-GLD-SLVR.
Putting mineral out for deer right now helps them get the nutrients they need to power through the winter. For does, it helps them as they're carrying fawns. And for bucks, it helps them grow bigger and harder racks. So don't wait until May or June to put your mineral out. Put it out now and let the deer reap the benefits. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a 1974 episode of the Peter Falk police detective series Columbo, which featured Frontier Gentleman star John Daner in the role of an FAA investigator looking into a fatal crash of a small plane. Known as Swan Song, the victim, the lead character's wife, was played by Ida Lupino, with country music legend Johnny Cash playing her murderous husband. A further piece of trivia, that episode was directed by Nicholas Colasanto, who later played Coach on the hit television sitcom Cheers. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. But hey, do me a favor and pay a visit to our website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.